Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta, Nooner, with Michelle on the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. We're your censorship-free safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Our TGIF live studio audience is fired up for another amazing show. And, of course, the weekend. Put on your common sense caps. We the people grab your pen and paper for all the quality content you're about to hear. It's omnipotent October and time to make your business, your life, and this country better. Take action. BLC. Today's topic's on episode 258, commercial real estate. God is good. Managing anxiety. Pro-life resource center. Caregiver support, the border invasion, and human trafficking with special guest Mike Miller of Warriors for Ranchers. All that delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Today's lineup, Pam Goodwin, investing in commercial real estate made easy, affordable, and accessible. Dr. Mike Spaulding, pastor of Calvary Chapel of Lima. And talk radio show host, bringing people back to God. Karen Weary, break free from anxiety without the hard work. Transform your life and become limitless. Jervon Jefferson, life more abundantly. Nonprofit pregnancy resource center offering free pro-life. What a novel concept. Pro-life services for men and women. Tracy Lamb, smart caregiving, a one-stop shop of resources for people taking care of loved ones at home. And sitting shotgun and Michelle's patriotic soapbox is a very special guest and a good friend at 1 p.m., Mike Miller. He's a speaker, citizen, journalist, and founder of Warriors for Ranchers, a nonprofit providing help to families who have been affected by the border crisis, which is now an invasion, and they're fighting against child sex trafficking. Big stuff, guys. Mike is revealing what's really going on at the border with the cartels and all the dirty secrets the Biden not. The regime doesn't want you to know. He also hosts Warriors for America podcast, which I was a guest the other day, had a great time on the show. So be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show. Facts, truth, take action, items, resources, and of course, some entertainment. Visit everythinghomeaboutus.com. That's everythinghomeaboutus.com for more information on today's guests, their website, their own shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information. The Ultimate Resource Platform. Breaking news. Number one, Pfizer admits natural immunity, you know, God, it's going to be the theme of the show today, is better protection than the non-vaccine, and approximately 200 million people in the United States have it. Number two, Merck has a new COVID pill. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. The research was paid for with your tax dollars. The cost to make a five-day supply is $17. They're selling it to the government for $712, which is being paid for with your tax dollars. Are you seeing the scam yet, guys? Are you picking up on this yet? Stick with the HCQ and the ivermectin. They've been around for 70 years. They work. They're a hell of a lot cheaper. Number three, Pfizer has requested approval to inject your children ages 5 to 11 with a deadly bioweapon, and our government is excited to make it all happen before Halloween. Hopefully, that is the straw that will break the camel's back, and everyone will finally get really pissed off and do something about it. It is October 8th, day 500 of 72. That's 572 of 15 days to slow the spread.
Of it.
It is down to rip off your dirty mask. Just say no to the non-vaccine. It destroys your immune system. You know, the one God gave you. Don't get a fake COVID test. Every swab contains the most carcinogenic chemical in America called ethylene oxide. Go to your next school board meeting, your city council meeting. Get involved today and join several local community groups. You got to get active, people. Become a precinct committeeman. Don't be afraid of a virus that has a higher survival rate than the flu. That's fact. Boost your immune system. Eat healthier and add some exercise. Fight for your freedom, because they're not going to end this political propaganda pandemic. It's only going to get worse. And by worse, I mean really worse. Oh, by the way, it's day 259 of the Joe Biden Nazi regime, which is the most successful administration in the history of America at accomplishing their agenda of destroying our country. It's going to get crazy in a really bad way. So take a little time this weekend. Decide what to stand for. Pray. Plan. Action. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. Today's topic's on episode 258, Commercial Real Estate, God is Good, Managing Anxiety, Pro-Life Resource Center, Caregiver Support, The Border Invasion and Human Trafficking, with special guest Mike Miller of Warriors for Ranchers.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Look at that. It's 12:06 and I am back on track. We're going to keep this clock tight today, boys and girls. First up is Miss Pam Goodwin. She's an author, speaker, coach, owner of Goodwin Commercial Properties in Dallas, Texas. But don't let you just think that she can't do stuff nationwide, because she does. She is the pro at commercial real estate. Been doing it for like, 30 years. She looks about 30. So I think she started when she was one. She's also host of the Pam Goodwin Show. Audience, big round of applause. Pam Goodwin.
Hello. I love being on your show. Thank you again.
Oh, you're so welcome. I love having you on. I love Texas. Not too fond of the governor, because I'm not quite sure. I think he's a little rhino-ish, but he's better than mine. Okay. Better than Doug Ducey here in Anarchy, Arizona. So what's going on over there in the Lone Star State, my friend?
I know. Well, Texas is still booming in commercial real estate. I just finished having lunch at a place called the Suburban Yacht Club, and we're bringing in all these new concepts that are coming, you know, from all over the country, which has been fabulous, which is great. But my phone is nonstop ringing from small businesses who want to open up their own businesses. And I think it's really because they're sick of corporations telling them, you know, you have to get the vaccination or you can't work here. And so those people that are refusing to get it are opening their own businesses, and we are welcoming them here in Texas, and I'm finding them locations.
Wow, that's amazing. Is there a specific category that they're gravitating to, or is it kind of all over the board for their business?
It is all over the board. They're tired of corporate America and doing their passions, from a dance studio to a car wash to a restaurant to opening their own, you know, law firm, getting out of corporate America. And with the interest rates still low and retail spaces available, you know, it's just a win-win situation.
I'm happy, and I'm happy to hear that. I'm also proud of people that take that step, because it is a big plunge, right? Whether they're just starting the business or they're actually going in deciding to get the actual property, you know, that's kind of, it's like a, you know, second mortgage. But I'm more power to them, and that's what it's going to take. It's going to take people like that to step up to the plate and say heck no to corporate and to these ridiculous tyrannical rules. And it's going to end up being, you know, there's going to be two different worlds. There's going to be the people that believe in freedom and want to support the small businesses. And then there's the corporate world, which, you know, they're going to follow lockstep and follow insanity and rules and things like that. So good for you, Miss Pam Goodwin, and good for the state of Texas. So is it new construction? Or because I know we were talking construction costs and goods and supplies are kind of out of control. So they're still building? Like they got cranes out there all over the place?
Yeah, still cranes popping up everywhere. But a lot of people are really coming into the redevelopments of the mall. Some of the restaurants that did not open, they're converting those spaces. And so, you know, it's a lot different. A lot of the nail salons had closed down of their beauty. They're reopening up. So there's just different opportunities, you know, to go into those spaces right now. So I'm mainly filling spaces that are available right now, and people are collaborating with other people and finding the financing. I mean, I've told you before, but there's so much money available, and that's what always scares people to not go in their own business. But let me tell you, you can do a post on LinkedIn telling you need money, you want to collaborate, and it'll be coming out of the woodwork to find the money. Don't ever let that scare you from pursuing your passion and opening up your own business.
Is it because people want to support other people, or they just see the opportunity? I'm always concerned when we hit this point, because this was 2005, 2006, 2007, right, where there was just so much money flowing around and prices were out of control. Are you a little fearful, or do you think there's kind of it's different this time because of everything else that's going on? Just too much is too much, like glutton.
Yeah.
Like what you
said, I've been in it for more than 30 years and I've never seen the prices this high and people are paying them from residential. I mean, I don't do residential, but, you know, neighbor's house, you know, sold for $100,000 higher than asking price.
And
had lunch today and 20 and 30 offers and you can't even buy. There's such a shortage on housing. I really, really don't know what's going to be happening because prices just keep escalating for even new construction. The landlords, people thought would be negotiating lower prices. They're not. They've actually gone up higher and higher, you know, charges on taxes and everything. Property taxes are escalating, which causes the tenants can only pay so much, you know, before they no longer can make it in business. There's a max. There's only a few tenants that can pay the highest prices, but most tenants, as we know, there's a threshold that they have to stop or they'll be unsuccessful and have to, you know, close up shop. So it's crazy. It is completely crazy world.
Yeah.
But
it's literally what up is down is backwards forward. It's the twilight zone. But, as people are making these decisions, it's going to be different for each person. You know what your limits are, like you said, the threshold. And even here, you know, not to compare commercial to residential, but it's some of the pricing here on the residential side is completely out of control too, where you just have to then go, I'm not paying that for that house. There's no way. Like for what the estimated value is, you know, like, and then keep in mind, value is only what somebody's willing to pay for what the estimated value of my house is. You would have to literally be mentally insane in order to pay for that. There's no way. I would never, because you already know what the mortgage payment is. So it's you buy high, you sell high, you buy low, you sell low. So just keep everything in perspective, people. If you need help buying or selling, Pam is the go-to lady, not only in Dallas, but she can help you nationwide. I mean, she's been doing this a very long time. Was it triple net is your niche? Triple net, isn't that what the...
Correct. Right? Single tenant. So anything to do with a single tenant from Starbucks to McDonald's to Walgreens to those individual freestanding. And lately, though, we've been helping so many office and medical people find the right, you know, prices to buy because SBA loans, they just gave my doctor 0% down. They're looking for that. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that they're offering right now to take some of these spaces. Michelle, do you mind if I just plug an event we have coming up?
Yeah,
because
please
it is
do.
Breast Cancer Awareness?
Yeah, go ahead.
diagnosed with breast cancer just 2 years ago. And so I'm giving back. We're holding this amazing event in Nashville at the Country Music Hall of Fame on October 24th. And our headliner is Dolly Parton. And all of us, we're benefiting Susan G. Komen to find an end to breast cancer. And if I can tell all your women listeners out there, without the 3D mammogram, mine would not have been found with a standard 2D mammogram. So if anybody's in Nashville or anybody wants tickets, please reach out to me. It's going to be a fabulous event. We have like 20-plus singers, but Dolly is our headliner, and she rarely performs, and it's going to be an amazing event at the Country Music Hall of Fame on October 24th.
Oh, that is amazing. Make sure you send me the graphic and the link. I'll put it on our live events page, and we'll see if it's virtual. Add it there, too. And who better? I mean, I love Dolly, right? I've loved her since I first saw her in the movie 9 to 5, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. And who better to represent boobies than Dolly Parton?
Exactly.
So breast cancer awareness.
Well,
you couldn't have a better spokesperson times two. So shall we? Two spokespersons.
Well,
Janet, boobies.
Well, thank you. It's going to be fabulous. So thank you for letting me plug that in real quickly.
Oh, all the time, anytime. And then that's for anybody. Anybody wants to plug stuff, please send me the information, and I'll put it on the website. We'll mention it on the show for live events, virtual events, anywhere in the country. Pam, give your website real quick, would you?
PamGoodwin.com.
Oh, I love
it's
it.
Easy.
So simple. So simple. So simple. And twice
that's
the fun,
right.
Twice the
simple.
Boobies, and breast cancer awareness month, commercial real estate. Pam has got it all covered. So thank you, my dear. We'll talk to you next month, and good luck at the event. Send me that info so we can plug it and promote it and tag me in social media, whatever, and then I'll push it out there if Facebook doesn't shut me down, which they love to do. So censorship.
Fabulous. I appreciate it. Thank
You're
you
welcome,
so much.
My dear. Have
talk
a great weekend.
Month.
Lone
Thank
star
you.
State
Bye.
Of Texas, selling left and right. Okay, so let's do this. It is 12:16. I'm keeping it tight today. I'm actually going to get this clock back on schedule. I just want to say thank you to all the listeners that have been listening live on the platforms that will allow us to broadcast live. Facebook's not one of them. And then the YouTube striking us left and right. So just check the easiest, safest way is the Rumble, right? Rumble. So go ahead and follow us on the Rumble. And all the downloads, the numbers I could not believe this past week alone. So thank you for everyone for listening. Please share this show, share this platform with your friends, your families, your contacts, literally everything that you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities, is on this website. There's other people's shows. There's media that you're going to get the truth from. There's all kinds of, you want to talk COVID facts. You want to talk facts. You want to talk real information. That's where you're going to get it. It's all on our website. Go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. That's going to get you the launch links, you know, like the linked tree, which you're probably familiar with that one. That's the one I got kicked off of because they didn't like my content that had been there for a year before it bothered them, right? It was the soup du jour. It was the word of the day. It was something, the hot topic that they did not want you to get the facts about. So Launch Links is, they're truth friendly. They're patriot friendly. I'm going to get the founder on the show so we could talk about that. So go to check that out. And it lists all the different pages that are on the website, all the different categories of stuff. And it also lists all the different podcast players that were on, 25 of them. So, of course, the Rumble link will be on there. That's the best one, Rumble. And subscribe to the newsletter. All the social media links are on there, too. And there's a lot, so just keep scrolling. See what you need. Start using that as a resource. There's hundreds of thousands of dollars of free quality content. I'm telling you, it's everything. You'll never need to Google anything again because everybody you need to hear from, all the people that are going to tell you the truth, get you the information, change your life. They're on our website. So start checking that out. It is 12:18. It is time to bring on my next guest. I do love this guy. My next guest is Dr. Mike Spalding. He is the pastor of Calvary Chapel of Lima in Ohio and the host of Soaring Eagle Radio Show and Transforming Word. We're going to be going back to God and faith, kind of a concept that we shouldn't have to go back to, but not the world we live in. Audience, big round of applause. Dr. Mike, how are you today?
Michelle, my friend, I'm doing fantastic. How's your Friday going?
Well, I was running behind very much so today. So if everybody was, this was on a video, right? If we were doing behind the scenes, I probably would have won one of those, you know, those blooper TV shows that they used to have where you win like $25,000 for, you know, the funniest moments and chaos that goes on. Yeah. I would have won, I think I would have won like three or four things before you saw the, before we went on the air, but that's all right. It's okay. It's, I've just been so far behind because I've been going on a whole bunch of different shows and guest hosting, even over on the Brighteon TV network. And it's amazing how much time all that takes out of your busy schedule, to get stuff done. Like, plus, you know, we got to do hair and makeup and get ready. And we all know how much I despise doing that, but that's the good thing about you, sir. You don't have to get into the hair and makeup so you can be a pastor at a church. You can host multiple radio shows. You can put on these amazing events to get people going back to God. So what, with all that being said, talk about busy. What is on your plate and what are you doing now? Cause we gotta change. We gotta steer the ship in the different direction. You know what I mean? There's too many demons out there.
Oh, there's a bunch of demons out there. That's for sure, Michelle. And it's time to be slaying them. Take that sword of Goliath that David captured when he fell, that evil giant, and start whacking some heads off. That's what needs to happen. And we're going to do that through taking action, Michelle. I loved what Pam had to say in the segment previous. She's talking about commercial property and how hot it is and all of that. Well, my wife Kathy and I right now, we are shopping for a space for a studio because the Lord is expanding our boundaries and our territory. Listen, folks, those of you who've joined Michelle and I for this segment, if the Lord has gifted you and he has given you talents and ability, put them to use. Do not sit on them. Now's the time to take action. So I'm encouraging all of your listeners, Michelle, to get out and do something to change the course of America. We've all got to do this together. We all have something in the game, right? We all have some skin in the game because we want to see America succeed. Well, here's what I say. We march under the banner of Jesus. We're going to go forth, and we're going to be victorious. He is going to do that through expanding our boundaries, expanding our territories. And he's doing that with Kathy and I right now. Content, video content, audio, the whole spectrum, Michelle. The Lord is moving us forward, and he is going to give us victory. And I am so excited about what's happening. If people say, oh, my goodness, the Biden administration, this and that and the other thing. Are you serious? This bumbling fool in Washington, D.C. is nothing but a puppet. He is a puppet. He is a paper tiger. We will come against that, and we will continue to rally the troops. There is a tsunami already on the horizon for these wicked, wicked people residing in the cesspool of Washington, D.C., and it's going to wash them out completely. We're going to take our nation back, Michelle, and it's going to happen because of what people like you are doing and what the Lord is doing with Kathy and I and many other patriots across this land. It's time for the church to rise up and shine, Michelle. Let's lead this effort, church. Let's lead the effort. Let's lead from the front. Not like those fools in Washington, D.C. trying to lead from the rear. Let's be out front and let's lead this attack to get our nation back. What do you think, Michelle?
Oh, I'm 100% with you. You know, it always made me question their just intelligence level when they said, well, we're leading from behind. And I'm like, no, that's called following. That's not leading. There's nothing,
exactly.
There's nothing leading. But then again, you know, the left loves to manipulate words. They just love to take them and like put them in a word salad, jumble them up, and then you have no idea what they're talking about. Or like yesterday it meant one thing and then today it means something else. You're like, I have no idea what that person said. I've never had to look up so many definitions of words in my life over the past couple of years that it's almost like when you're trying to understand and decipher, you need a flashcards. You know, I need like a chart. I'm like, put these things together. I have no idea. But I'm with you 100%. The time is now for everybody to step into what their role is supposed to be or expand on that, whether it's personal or community or even in your own family life or especially in your business and then especially this country. And it's take action, BLC. That's why I say BLC, business, life, and community. And life, community, and business, all faith is in all of those. So we don't have to distinguish faith because it should be in everything, right? So we don't have to just give it its own category because it's supposed to be sprinkled and intertwined in everything that we're doing. But I love the fact that you guys are expanding. I'm so excited for you and to hear more about it. If, you know, if you have questions about commercial stuff in general, just give Pam a call. She'd love to. You know, she might not be able to help you in your town, but I mean, if she's got some resources there to that 0% money or give you some tips on how to get things like that, please feel free to have her on your phone and dial away for info. And that's the thing too. I want everyone to realize that's listening, please reach out to these guests, these amazing partners that we have, because they're there to talk to you. They're there to answer questions. They're there to provide support. And you know, if they got products and services and all that fun stuff. So, right. Isn't that what you want them to do, Dr. Yep. Mike? You want them to listen to your shows too and call into the shows. That's what this is. It's a community. So please engage with them because, you never know. When we were talking earlier about Pam and collaboration. Maybe there's something Dr. Mike and somebody else that's listening can do. You know, we stick together. You want to kind of comment on that for a little bit?
Yeah, exactly right, Michelle. That's exactly what we want to do. Listen, we don't need to lick our finger and stick it up in the air to see which direction the winds are blowing. If we can't see it with our own eyes, well, then we're blind. Go take a seat, sit down, and let those who are willing to get in the fight do something. We are led by the Holy Spirit, Michelle. We are under the anointing and the hand of God. We know the direction we need to be going, and we need to go there with all haste. We don't have time to be sitting back waiting for people to be convinced. If they can't see what's happening in America today, right now, in front of their face, if they don't understand that, they need to sit down and get out of the way and let those of us who are ready to charge and lead to do exactly that. They can find me, SoaringEagleRadio.com, SoaringEagleRadio.com, news, commentary, opinion, broadcast. They can find me on TheTransformingWord.com, TheTransformingWord.com. That's the flagship platform right there, audio, video, resources, articles, everything they'll need to get supercharged to start their day. They can contact me, drmichaelspalding@gmail.com, drmichaelspalding@gmail.com. Happy to answer any questions. Give them some direction. I may know some people in the state in which you live that you can connect with and get in the fight.
Yeah, and that's what it's going to take, everybody getting together and kind of building that coalition and in every state. You know, there's a lot of community groups, but I think we're going to try to – that's the whole point of my Save My Freedom movement, that is bringing all of these groups together, because people need to know about groups that are existing or people that are existing all over the country, because it's going to take – it's going to take all of us to come together, because it needs volume at this point. There has to be numbers, right? There's power in numbers. But until we get to the point, and I don't want to focus on this too much, it's 1227. There's going to be the division in this country that I think is permanent. You're going to have your non-vax and your vax, and your people that stick with corporate America, like Pam was just saying, and then you have your mask and your unmask, and your self-employed and your more enterprisers and free society and that. So you're going to have that separation, and it's there's a lot more of us than of them, and we just need to come together. And I think that we're gonna talk Dr. Mike about doing something, taking it to the next level too, because I just love that. I love that your attitude, your collaboration, and all the things that you do, and you're just so helpful. I mean, we just need more Dr. Mikes, more Dr.
Thank Mike. You, Michelle. It's what a blessing it is to chat with you. God bless you today.
Yeah, we got to get, I'll call you when I get off the air. We got to schedule your longer segment, because there's too much to talk about in your segment. We need more than 7 minutes. We got to get you on the soapbox. So I will call you after the show is done, my friend, and we'll get that scheduled.
All right.
Thank
Wonderful.
You,
thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you.
God bless you.
What a good man. You know, it's amazing. These God-fearing men are just good guys. Like Mike Miller is coming on the show at 1 p.m., and he is one of those too. So, ladies, there is hope out there for anyone who is single, right? there are good men out there. You just got to make sure that they actually are kind of like kind of a little God-fearing, God-loving, believe and maybe even read the Bible, maybe go to church. So if you're not having any luck at the bars, right, you're kind of running into some varmints and some demons, or you're not happy with the one you got, kind of change the description of and where you're looking. You know what I mean? You know, it's the old go to the grocery store. We each grab for the same piece of fruit and fell in love. You might find them at church, maybe something, or in some of these community organizations that you're supposed to be joining, which don't forget, they're all on our website. Go to everythinghomeaboutus.com. And once you're on there, you'll see the Take Action tab. All the different web pages are on the Take Action tab, and you'll see Must Follow, Must Join. Those are nationwide groups and local groups. All right, I don't want to get off my clock. Oops, I'm 3 minutes over. Ah, damn it. All right, so let me jump back on the track. My next guest. I haven't talked to Karen in a while. Karen Weary, she is an author, breakthrough life coach, and founder of Insights Counseling Center. She's talking about becoming limitless, dealing with that anxiety. We don't like that, but it happens. I think it's like the number one problem for people. Number one problem? Yeah. Audience, big round of applause. Hey, lady, how are you?
Hello. I've missed you. It's so good to be back.
Well, yeah, I was like, I know she's busy. She's doing like, you know, she's a big time author now. She's doing a book tour. She's doing all these book events. And I was like, okay, we just got kicked to the curb. I'm like, I'll just wait for her to come back when she has time. So you want to tell us a little bit about that, my dear?
Yeah, absolutely. That last bit of editing was a little, that whooped my behind for sure, because there was some deadlines that needed to be kept up, and whew, I was so glad when that thing was done. So, but this is really a workbook. It's something that is designed to help you. It really takes my 20 years of my both personal and professional growth and transformation and how I work with clients and put it into the book. So you get a little bit of my story just to demonstrate what I talk about, as well as while you're reading through the book, at the end of each chapter, there are tips and tools and you can work through on yourself through this book. So it goes all the way from intergenerational trauma and all the different ways that we distract ourselves with food and alcohol and all these different kinds of things, and how to get our immune system and our physical health well, because that also affects our mental health, and all the way to the end where it talks about our finances and how to get our finances cleaned up and out of debt as quickly as possible. So, yeah, it's quite comprehensive. And it's available now on Amazon.
Wow, that is amazing. I'm glad you can add that to your CV, your arsenal of goods, in order to help people. But today, in the few minutes that we've got, I wanted to talk about anxiety. And I remember reading something or hearing something or whatever. It registered, rolled around in my brain, that it's like the number one thing that people, the number one issue, like anxiety, because everybody has it, right? And I didn't know. I mean, I have it all the time, but I don't call it anxiety because I just called it like life. I didn't know it was a thing, right? I didn't know we had God forbid we label everything. Everything's got to be labeled. Everything's got to fit in a box. Everything, you know, and that's the part where when we give it a name and we give it an identity, is then it becomes something like real something rather than something. And I don't think it's a positive thing, but it's just what humans do. But then you get associated with your disease or your issues, like old people when they're like, oh, I've got the diabetes, I've got the diverticulosis, I've got the psoriasis, I got this. So then it just becomes, that's your identity, right? As opposed to you as the person. So there's positives and negatives, but what can we do with this anxiety so we don't make it as part of our personality?
I love this question, Michelle, because I talk about all of this in the book as well, because like you said, we tend to label, and the minute there's something coming up, anxiety is a normal emotion that everybody feels is part of the normal range of emotions. The problem is when we get stuck in it and it starts to rule our world. That's the problem. And we can't sleep and all these different kinds of things. And that I'm really not about diagnosing, and I'm also very into, oh, you just don't get old and fall apart. Sure, there are those parts, but it's also lifestyle is such a huge piece of it. There is so much that we can prevent and undo and push back just by our lifestyle. How do we eat? Do we move our body? And how we think? And there's a lot of things that are kind of cultural, like you have to go, 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 and you have to be perfect, and all these images and all the stuff that's thrown at us throughout our lifetime that we think we have to live up to. And a lot of times that's a lot of where the anxiety comes from, is this, I'm not good enough, I'm not, you know, pretty enough, I'm not making enough money, I'm not all these 5 million different things. And, you know, so we get stuck in that. It's as opposed to coming to a level of self-acceptance and really redefine, you know, what is your life? What's success to you? What is it that's important to you, and what do you want to subscribe to? There's a whole exercise in the book about where are your values, what are your values, and do they still apply now to how you live? Because many times we haven't even recognized that, oh, actually this was my grandmother's and my father's value that was just passed down to me because of how they lived and how they spoke about things, and I just took it on subconsciously. This is just how we all are. So I think many times, you know, by taking a look at the times and the moments that we feel anxious, and then stop and pay attention to what is the self-talk that's going on, because that'll give you an idea of what is causing this anxiety, and then take another look back, and it's like, okay, well, so maybe I feel anxious because I'm worried about other people. What are other people going to say about me? Well, does it really matter what other people say about you? And who are those people that I'm so worried about? Do they really have, you know, credibility in my mind? And am I going to let these people dominate how I feel about myself? So we can sort of backwards engineer where this is coming from, and then begin to reevaluate.
So basically, it's don't worry what other people think. They if it's negative, then they're losers anyway. So get those people out of your life. And I'm gonna be blunt, because it's like, you know, we're not getting any younger, and you're beating yourself up for no reason. So pull your head out of your arses, everybody, and pull up your big girl panties and your big boy panties. And let's change the direction, because once you make that decision, you know, there's no stopping you. Like we were talking about with Dr. Mike, when he was talking about, you know, have the faith. Do it's your time is now to blossom. Your time is now to step into your own and you know, utilize the talents that God has given you. And maybe you don't necessarily realize them, but take a little time to figure that out and get rid of the riffraff that's in your life that is not helping you. And if it's somebody that says not nice things about you, they're not a nice person, right? They're one of those demons that we talk about. So get rid of them. Bye. You don't need that. And get rid of as much stress as you can. You know what I mean? Maybe throw in a little exercise. And, of course, this is coming from the queen of anti-exercise, just because I'm so lazy I don't do it. But I'm practicing what I preach, except for the exercise portion. But you got to at least acknowledge it, right? Acknowledge the things that you need to work on. And, you know, I was telling people, make that list, take that pen and paper out and write this stuff down. I mean, we're in the second week of Omnipotent October, right? October and Omnipotent, for those of you who need a little refresher. I mean, don't worry. I looked up the definition before I came up with omnipotent October. So having unlimited power, able to do anything, kind of like what Karin was saying about being limitless. But you got to take the action. You got to take action to do it. It just doesn't come by staring at the wall or the TV or playing on the social media, you know, Satan's platform of Facebook. So you got to put your, you got to prioritize, right, my dear?
Absolutely, 100%. Yes, because we all have 24 hours in a day, right? It's just a matter of, you'd be shocked how much time you're spending on watching TV or playing video games or on social media, you know. And that's time that could be spent to towards you, making your life better, making yourself omnipotent, for sure.
Bettering yourself. It's almost like one of the business coaches that was on the show said, for a week, write down kind of what you're doing every 15, 20 minutes or a different task that you're doing for work and then kind of for life and then see where your time is spent. And that way you can really optimize it from work and from everything else that you're doing. You're going to end up freeing up a bunch. And I encourage everybody, and then I'm going to give you, you're going to give the website and I get a bump. I encourage everybody to take, get up an hour extra early every day. And in that hour, you're going to do one thing for your business, one thing for your life, one thing for business, life, community. There you go. The C, B, take action, BLC. And it'll be amazing what, but you got to be consistent. So that's where I'm falling off the wagon. I'll do it for a couple of days and then I'll fall off the wagon. But this week when I did do it, it was unbelievable what got done during that day, and it puts you in a whole different mindset. And you can take the time to maybe read a little bit in the Bible or do a little bit of meditation or throw in that exercise. So, Karin, give the website, would you please?
Yes. Oh, so it's a new website. So it's insightswellnesscenter.net.
Oh, that's why when I went to it last night, it was not there. Insights Wellness Center.
Yes.
.net. Insights with an S, wellnesscenter.net. And we're going to put that in the show notes when I update the website this weekend. So then that when you go on to the Purpose Driven Partners page, and you're going to have all these episodes, you're going to see Karin's pretty face on the photo. And then below that, you will see her name. And then you will see Insights Wellness Center. You'll click on it. It'll be blue. It'll take you right to her website. So it's easy to find these awesome, amazing partners that we have on our platform, listen to their shows, find out more about them. So, Karin, don't be a stranger. I don't want to hear no more excuses from you, young lady. You better be on for next month.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You know it.
Do that today because I'm going to try to book the whole month to be here very soon so I can get that out of the way and focus on other things to help everybody that's out there. So thank you, my dear. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, too, Michelle. Bye.
Oh, it was nice to hear from her, Ms. Big Author, big time author. I'm off the clock. Let's get back on track here, everybody. So my next guest is filling in for our good friend Eloise Ossofrange. She is filling in for her, Jervon Jefferson. She's the director of post-abortion services for Life More Abundantly, a nonprofit pregnancy resource center offering free services to support men and women experiencing planned and unplanned pregnancies here in Phoenix, Arizona. Audience, big round of applause for a new friend of the platform, Jervon Jefferson. Jervon, welcome. Your name is Sofancé.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
I am good. So Eloise needed to have a pinch hitter. So she said, I'm going to send a superb lady. And I looked at the title, your title. I was like, Director of Post-Abortion Services. You know what I love is that you guys, you're just right out there saying post-abortion, right? You're just saying abortion, but in a way opposite of the the pro-choice, you know, the little crazy lunatics out there, you know, because they're just proud. They're proud of that. But it's usually the pro-lifers are always a little bit more subdued. They're trying to be a little bit more, you know, not loud and proud. Well, you know what? Gloves off, guys and girls. So more power to you for just being blunt. Boom. We are post-abortion services. There you go. You know what I mean?
Definitely. But not only do we offer post-abortion services? We are a family center. Life More Abundantly offers free services to support all families in the South Phoenix area. Okay, so we're not just, you know.
Oh, no. I mean, you're a nonprofit pregnancy resource center because you're there to support pro-life. You guys are all about pro-life, and which is interesting is you and there's no centers around you that are pro-life, and I don't think we have very many in probably the whole state because it's always the Planned Parenthood, which is not pro-life. They are anti-life, right? That's what they do. There's nothing pro about that. So services like yours are very well needed. But when I was talking to Eloise the last time she was on, I said, you guys don't get those big grants, like the $500 million that the Planned Parenthood gets from our tax dollars, right? You don't get any of those big donations or grants, right? You don't do it. You don't get any of that stuff.
Right. And just to clarify, just to go back, so we're more so pro-choice, you know, whatever the woman's choice is.
Wait, so you are pro-choice, but not pro-choice in the sense of what traditional pro-choice is from the pro-life versus pro-choice, anti-abortion, pro-abortion. Did you want to clarify that? Or?
Right, because I'll share like a little tidbit about me. I am a woman who has, you know, who had abortion. And it was abortions in general are a traumatic life-changing experience. And it causes a lot of physical and emotional pain and suffering, you know, for years. You know, it takes time to heal. So for women who have had abortions, what our services will provide is where our main focus is to help women, you know, with women with hope, you know, give them the hope, you know, to help them heal emotionally after the abortion. Okay?
Right, but you're there to support and counsel, too. I mean, you know, obviously you want to support people.
And, of course, we want them.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, of course, we do want them, you know, to choose life, but ultimately it's your choice. You know your situation or whatever it's in. Only you can make that decision. But, of course, yes, we do want you to choose life.
Well, and I think the big differentiation of the direction of this whole pro-life, pro-choice, pro or anti-life, anti-choice, whatever words you want to use or your catchphrases,
mm-hmm.
I think what the way to kind of distinguish, and it kind of needs to just, the narrative change needs to change, right? You need to realize that it would have to, and this is just my opinion, and I've talked to some people and they say, oh, it's a great way to look at it. It's not a means of birth control, okay? It's not a means of birth control. So you need to keep that in mind, right? You still have, there's personal responsibility attached. If you're going to be doing the act of engaging with another person, I'll just say that, and exchanging things with another person, there can be consequences to that action, right? And the act and the consequences, whether it's positive or negative, there's a little person now all of a sudden that was created. So you need to acknowledge, and then once you know that, it's almost like it's almost like you're not going to be able to penetrate some people where they're saying, you know, it's not my body, my choice, except anything with the non-vaccine. But other than that, everything seems to be my body, my choice, right? So there's the irony there. That's a clue for everybody listening. But if the so it's almost like changing the conversation to be, it is your choice. It is your choice to kill the baby. So then that just, then what does the other side say at that point? You know, you have a choice. You totally have a choice to kill the baby. That's fine. That's your choice. So when you hear it come that direction, you know, it makes you go, oh, I am killing the baby, but it is my choice to kill the baby. Yes, it is totally your choice to kill the baby. And then it's kind of hard to have a comeback from the other side from that. You know what I mean? Change it.
Definitely.
Flip it on them. Flip it, because they love to change words, the meanings, and flip everything on you so they confuse you, because they're trying to confuse you.
Yep.
They're demons out there. They're trying to be like, they're putting a spell on you. So give the website and plug anything that you guys have coming up, and if there's anything else that you want to share real quick at about a minute and a half.
Okay, yep. So again, our Pregnancy Resource Center offers pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, post-abortion services and parenting classes to men and women. Our website is lmaaz.org. And you can find more information about our center there.
Do you have an event this month that you guys are doing? Did I see something about that?
Yes, we actually do have our fundraiser dinner on October 28th at 5 o'clock. We have keynote speakers, Candace Owens, as well as Brandon, that will be there. That is October 28th, and you can look at more information on that on our website, October 28th at 5:30.
Kind of a big event. And there's still tickets available for people, and the information is not on their website, but you can, there's a phone number there, so you've got questions. So don't assume, just pick up the phone. Remember old school, where we pick up the phone and we ask questions to human beings. What a concept, right? What a concept.
Yep, so call if you have any questions.
Yeah, give the phone number real quick for everybody too. Did I lose her? All right,
let's do this.
Go ahead.
Yep, the phone number can be found on the website. Or you can send an inquiry there.
Okay. Website one more time for everybody.
LMAAZ.org.
Awesome.
And that's
LifeMoreAbundantAZ.org. Great. Thank you, my friend. And then we will, good luck at the event. I hope you raise lots of funds and save lots of babies. So thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
All righty. So we are at 12:50, running a little behind. I was doing so well. Didn't even get a chance to do any of the segments in between, but that's okay. Once you go to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, you can go there. You can go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, and that will get you to the listing of the different pages. Always check out the Take Action tab. Go check out the marketplace, right? That's the marketplace where you can buy products and services. 2 to 20% of your total purchases donated to our nonprofit partners, then organizations that support vets, pets, kids, and freedom. If you're going to be looking at to getting some products from MyPillow.com, one of our big partners, they're donating 20%. And you get all those discounts that you hear about on all the commercials, the 66% and the buy one, get one free and all the stuff. Great products, 110 different of them. So it's not just a pillow, it's not just towels, which are great anyway. Have those here before I even got the promo code. Our promo code is HOME, H-O-M-E. That's promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. Go check out the marketplace. And there's lots of great products and services for anything that you can imagine. And it's stuff that you normally are buying anyway. But just if you go to our page, that's where we can get the donations generated from that. And you'll never pay more than if you went to the websites directly for the different companies. So go check it out and tell your friends. Tell your friends we can get some money to some of these great organizations that need help. And you don't have to make a donation. So you're getting something. The whole point is you get something. You're helping and you're buying the product or service you want, right? So we always want you to take your hard-earned dollars and use them to what's your highest and best use, right? Go buy something you already wanted and boom, all of a sudden something gets generated like the donation. And then also real quick, where are we at? 12:52. I want to bring on Tracy here. She's a new partner on our platform. But I did want to remind you the live events and virtual events this weekend. We've got a rally. There's some guy who, brings on, he gets 50,000, 60,000 people to his rallies. He's got one on Iowa, right? Iowa, there's a big rally, President Donald J. Trump. And that is on Saturday. It's going to be on our live events and virtual events page. So go check those two pages out all the time. I'm a little behind in updating them. But also tomorrow is a COVID-19 symposium that's going to start in at 9 a.m. Central Time. And that's going to be televised on brightm.tv. So I encourage you to check that out so you can get the information that you need so that you know, most of the people listening to the show know the truth. But it's nice to have the reinforcement, and there's always new stuff that's coming out. So tune into that. And, of course, a lot of the people that are going to be presenting have been on our show before and come on again and again. So go to the COVID Facts tab when you go to the website, and you will see a page on there that has all the episodes for all the people that are the doctors, the experts, the common sense people that talk about the COVID and the Great Reset and all of that fun information. So go check that out and learn, I mean, especially episode 254 with Dr. Brian Artis. That was two Mondays ago. Unbelievable. Literally, if everybody listened to that in the whole country, the narrative would change and it would be a different country, or a different world, because he just jam-packs it with information and the resources, which are all on our website also,
and it just sums it all up. And it would change minds. So let me bring on my next guest. I'm well off my clock today, and I apologize. So my next guest is a new partner, Tracy Lamb. She is the founder of Smart Caregiving, a one-stop shop for people who take care of loved ones at home by providing them with a place to call and connecting them with companies that provide products and services to help them. Let's bring on a big round of applause for Tracy Lamb. Tracy, welcome to our Patriotic Purpose Driven Resource Platform. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I apologize for a little bit of delay. Got a little veered off the clock. I try to keep it tight, but sometimes we start talking about some stuff that warrants more than a little bit long 7-minute conversation, and then I look up at the clock and go, oh, I did it again. Damn it. I did it again. Foiled again, I say. So caregiving, I know it's crazy, right? So caregiving, we've had conversations about this before, and it is a group that you don't want to see increase in numbers, but it is, which is not a good thing.
Absolutely.
You know, it's there's a lot of groups, organizations that we have on this show that we don't want them to be increasing. We don't want them to have higher numbers in their club. We don't want them to grow, right? But we need them. So it's almost like, I want you to be successful, Tracy, but I don't want you to grow. I don't want you to have more people in your club. You know what I mean?
I know. I completely understand where you're coming from. I take care of my mom and dad. I'm the primary caregiver for both of my parents. I worked for hospice for over 13 years and talked to caregivers every single day. So unfortunately, there's 58 million of us already just in the United States, and over 300 million worldwide. So unfortunately, there's a lot of us.
So is it caregivers a combination of ones that take care of, say, elderly, and then ones that take care of people that were injured, like veterans? Are they combined together in an overall caregiver label or caregiver category? Is that how it works?
Absolutely. It can be anybody. Roseanne Carter said it best. You know, I believe like what she said. Caregiving will eventually touch everybody, whether you're going to end up taking care of parents, a spouse, a special needs child, a loved one, a friend, anybody like that. One day, eventually, unfortunately, everybody will end up needing information about how to take someone they love, and how to take, and the loved one wants to stay home, and there really isn't a place to call or email questions and find out, what do I do? Where do I go for help? Who can help me? And so that's why I created my company.
No, that's a good point. There's not a lot of resources. I mean, when I dealt with hospice, it was just because the hospital said, here, this is the next steps. I mean, and this wasn't long term. This was very short term. So it's not like I had to do it. But if I would have loved for it to be long term, but it wasn't.
Sure. Well, and that's part of the education that I do. A lot of people, until I started working for hospice, I didn't understand either. But people can actually come onto hospice much earlier than they believe. My father was actually on hospice 5 years ago for 2 full years, and then he revocated out. And my father's actually alive today. So people just don't understand that hospice actually can help them at different times. It's just an education process. That's part of what we do with my company. And there actually are tons of resources that can help people. Again, that's another thing that we do with my company is we basically connect the dots. We connect people with those product and services companies that really can help them on their caregiving journey. That's what the missing piece has been, in my opinion, in the healthcare industry, is that people don't understand where they can get help. And luckily, when you work in the healthcare industry, you actually get access to some of that information, and that's why I thought it was just almost criminal that we had access to it, but none of the regular people who aren't in the healthcare industry have that. So that's why I decided to change that, and I started my company.
Well, I think that's very admirable and increasingly necessary. I mean, I'm over what I've learned over the past 18, 19 months with the healthcare mm-hmm. system and the medical system and the big pharma and the whole yep. racket that it is. It makes sense why they don't want you to have the information. And then they also don't want you to help yourself. They don't want you to have alternative treatments and care and information. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's money attached because they want to pay, you know, and then there's exorbitant amounts of money attached to all of this. So just corruption at its finest, and it's evil, literally satanic when you think about it, because of the things that can be done for people that are not right.
Absolutely.
And I'm just glad that you're shedding some light on hope for people and actually those resources, because I'm sure that if you tried to Google some of the things that you have on your website or resources, you're not going to find them. Why? Because they don't want you to know about them. Because, it's helpful for a human being. So it's a good thing. And then, you know, they hide that from us. So what's the website and what's the process for people? What do they need to do?
Sure. The website is Tracy, T-R-A-C-I. knows.com, or we're also on Facebook under Smart Caregiving. They can go there as well. I'm sure you have the links as well. But they can, and the way they can either call anytime from anywhere in the world, or they can email anytime from anywhere in the world, any kind of question they have. We do not give medical information, but anything else they have questions about, they can call or they can email. And it's only $5 per month. There's no contract. It's basically a cup of coffee per month, and you can call as many times as you want. So if you want to call me every day for a month, then that's fine. It's only going to cost you $5. And that's it. I strongly believe that I want to help people, and that's why I kept it affordable for people, because I want to help people. And I'm a caregiver too, and I don't have a lot of money either. And so I wanted to make it affordable for people that could information that they needed, and they could get the help that they needed, because I know as a caregiver, you get overwhelmed, you get frustrated, and you have a million questions, and you just want somebody to pick up the phone and say, listen, this is what's happening to so-and-so. Could you please help me and tell me what I could do? And somebody to actually be on the other end of the phone and say, absolutely, let me tell you what we can do to help you. And we are with you till the end. We are with you all the way through until the very end. So you can stay with us a month. You can stay with us 5 years. It doesn't matter. Whatever is best for you.
Wow. What an incredible resource of actually talking to a human being as often as you need to, like, as opposed to just wondering or getting a machine or a computer or whatever, or someone from a different country that you don't have no idea what they're saying, because they don't even know what you're saying. They're reading off a script, you know, old school communication. Oh, the phone.
Absolutely.
Again, the phone, back to the phone, people. Who knew? It's Tracy.
It's
crazy.
Yeah.
So TracyKnows.com, and of course it's going to be in the show notes on this episode 258 on the website and in the page of Purpose Driven Partners, which is this particular segment, because our partners are purpose driven more than just about the money. Tracy, welcome to the platform. Looking forward to having you come back on next month. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Michelle.
You
have a great
day. Welcome. You too. It is a group we don't want growing, but it is a group that has to grow, unfortunately. But yes, that's like I said, many of the people that come on our show, we don't want them to grow their group, but we need their services. You know, that's just, it is what it is. So we want to get the groups down, but that's not how it works, especially when the medical industry, the conglomerate of this, are encouraging people to join it. So anyway, yeah, go check that out, caregiving, and use that free resource, pick up the phone. So, all right, so real quick, I think we're going to just do, before I bring on my next guest, Mike Miller, since we're talking, I need to give you a business tip, because the business tip parallels and flows into what we were talking about all episode long. All right. Yes. You might think that, Shelly, sometimes you're talking too much doom and gloom of all these things that are going on in the world. Well, I just want you to be aware. I need you to be prepared, right? I need you to step up to the plate. I want you to get back. Yeah. You know, we got to get our country back, right? We got to save our freedoms. You want to get a hashtag save my freedom. So what you need to do, right? Because you still got to make money. You still got to have a business, and you still, I want you to have time to go do all these things. Well, you know, you got to pay for it. Well, pay for it, meaning, that there's, you'll pay your bills, right? And then if you're not going to be working, you're going to take that extra hour or two, you're going to go do some of these things. I need you to be making more money so that you can afford to have a little bit less time at work, so you can go get more active in the community and, spend time doing that too, which is all helps, right? Being around like-minded people, you're going to pick up business. So don't think you're not going to. But since we were talking with Pam, we were talking old school, we were talking about kind of networking, we were talking about collaboration. We are talking not the same with Dr. Mike. He was saying, hey, listen, you know, it's time to come to your fruition at this point. And we're talking collaboration. We're talking about picking up the phone with almost every single one of our guests. So that's what we're going to do. Our business tip is to go old school. And really, I want you to do this for two hours a day, literally for the entire month, omnipotent October, because you have unlimited power and you are able to do anything. I want you to pick up the phone 2 hours a day. If you can't do two, then do the hour, right? And you're going to contact everybody that you've worked with in the past, or contacts, or people that can give you a referral for your business. And then also talk to them about collaborating. What can we do together? How could we make some magic? And it could be for business. It could be for life. It could be for community. It doesn't matter. But that's what you're going to do. And I'm going to start doing it. And then I'm going to tell you the results, because I have been picking up the phone. And it's crazy what happens when you connect with other people. Forget the Zoom. Don't do the virtual. Pick up the phone. And if you can meet them in person, awesome. But other than that, old-fashioned phone calls. And what I want to do is I just wanted to give you a little rundown. Our promos for our purpose, our everything done for you, purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience. We are starting to book a bunch of these. So we have limited time, because we do everything for you. And this is business promotion. And this is to get your word out there. This is to stand out from your competition. So there's only limited spots each month right now until I expand the team. I got to bring on all these bodies to help me do this. So I've got limited spots, so I want to make sure that the audience gets kind of first dibs. Take a listen to the commercial. It's real quick. And then we are going to bring on Mike Miller. So take a listen to how you can change your business and your community at the same time.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promos for a Purpose.com.
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our everything done for you purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business, so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard.
Now it's time
Time for a lot of things today, apparently. From Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox, cue the music, boys and girls.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Joining me in sitting shotgun is a very special guest and a good friend, Mike Miller. He's a speaker, citizen journalist, retired U.S. Air Force veteran, and the founder of Warriors for Ranchers. It's a grassroots organization that provides help to families who've been affected by the border crisis, now the border invasion. They're also taking a stand to fight against child sex trafficking. Did you know that the Joe Biden is the biggest human and sex slave trafficker in the world? Yeah, he is, boys and girls, because he is allowing this to happen. So are your governors. Governors can actually stop this, with a stroke of a pen. And Mike also hosts the Warriors for America podcast, which I had the pleasure of being on this week. Audience, big round of applause for a God-loving, freedom-fighting, wonderful warrior. My friend Mike Miller,
well, thank
how
you for
are
that
you?
Introduction. I'm
you
doing like amazing.
I changed it. Yeah, I changed it.
That was
I added the.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, my friend. And I wanted to say thank you for having me on your show earlier this week, which was a blast. It was so much fun doing that with you.
It was a really good time. Really good time.
Well, I'm also going to share with the audience, since you are on with me right now. Last week, I guest hosted on Brighteon.tv. Dr. John Diamond's America Unhinged, and you were my special guest. And for the week, we were, and we still are, the number 6th highest rated show that the entire network had, and they have shows from 9 a.m. Eastern time to 10 p.m. Eastern time, Monday through Friday. You and I, my friend, number 6. I think that's pretty damn good. For
yeah,
two Yahoos.
We're kind of a big deal, huh? We were kind of a big deal this week. Hey, that was really exciting, and I just want you to know I'm extremely grateful that you give me that opportunity to be with you on Brighteon. And it sounds like in the future we've got some great endeavors coming ahead of us.
We do. It's kind of secured at least once, just about once every other week, we're going to be rotating in and filling in for Dr. John Diamond on America Unhinged and doing a guest hosting spot. So I'm going to have Mike come and join me on some of those, depending on his busy schedule, because Mike's kind of a big deal now, everybody, just so you know. He is a wanted man, but wanted not in a old Western type where you see him on a poster. And he's got a black hat on, right? And he's riding around on his horse because he's doing bad things like bank robberies. No, he's a wanted man because he's doing such great work at the border invasion, and trying to expose the truth try to do some sort of change with these ridiculous elected elites who just apparently they're part of the problem, right? Because they can fix this and they don't care. They don't talk about it. And it's literally destroying our country. You've got millions of people pouring in and some bad
it
hombres.
Is. Day
too.
By day,
bad
moment
hombres.
By moment, I'm learning more and more. So
give
I want to tell you.
Yeah.
You want me to give them like a little rendition, a nutshell of what's happened and what put me here?
Yeah, give them a little rundown because I want them to know you personally because you've got a bounty on your head.
So for
too.
You guys that are just joining with Michelle and have not heard my story before, I run a hunting ranch in South Texas called Rancho Rio Lindo. And around March time frame, I had a cartel member / smuggler shoot at me with a fully automatic weapon. We have 4 drainage ditches underneath our railroad tracks, which are 20 yards from my fence. And I was going about 30 miles an hour on a 6-seater Polaris Ranger. And usually I do my feed delivery in the morning or the evening because we put 3 tons of feed out a week. And that's a lot of cottonseed, a lot of hay, and a lot of corn. So I had cottonseed and hay on the back of the buggy. 3 shots were fired. God spared my life. I called Border Patrol, and they didn't catch the guy. That did not get reported. And a lot of people ask, well, why didn't I get reported? It's kind of a big deal. I agree with everyone. They said I needed to call the sheriff's department and the local police department and then call Border Patrol as well, which at the time I didn't know to call anybody with the fastest response time, which for me is Border Patrol because they're about 5 to 10 minutes outside my gate, where the sheriff's department's nearly an hour round trip for them to get out there. So when I called, they didn't have a person, they didn't have a weapon, they didn't have a gun, they didn't catch the guy. So it did not get reported. But so I got off the ranch safely. And the next incident was when they tried to get to my wife and my daughter. We have some cabins. We got 4 beautiful cabins out at this place. And a guy from the Honduras was trying to get into the cabin. I detained him myself. We had weapons on the table. We got the weapons put away. I patted him down. Found out that while he was eating, he asked me to charge his phone. He had a GPS with access to where his coyote was going. And we found that there was more people with him. They captured him, all of them and him. They came and detained him. They basically told me the guys from Honduras have been known to capture people and take their organs and sell them, dissect them and sell their organs, which is sick. That is happening in America. You've heard the term adrenochrome. It's real. Mm-hmm. And then they've tried to hijack my truck while I was sitting in it. And because I spoke out against the cartel, I've received those phone calls nobody wants to get, where they have threatened my family and threatened my life and put a $1.5 million bounty on my head. I became a citizen journalist. I'm internationally accredited, and I've been covering the border with many other patriots and individual journalists here in Texas. But we've covered the border more than anyone, and we're getting the truth out there. And so, Michelle, you know I found those cell phones on the border.
Yeah.
And without exposing what I found, I'm going to tell you the evidence keeps growing. I have communications from Mexico to 2 different states, very prominent on one phone. And I don't want to say what states out loud, because that can narrow down real easy for anybody listening to the show whose phone I might have. But this evidence is going to be given to the proper people. And I have images of children showcased like inventory on these phones. They're using the palms of their hands as an identification. And I actually have a letter that was written from a cartel member to these people that they pay a certain amount of money to a bank account or they will lose family. This is terrible that we're seeing this. So
yeah, this is just on one set of phones.
And there's a stash house image.
Yeah.
What's that?
This is just their – this is routine. This is the MO. This is the business model.
These phones are being told to be swapped out. So there's actually images of the next phone that they get. So they have to send an image of the phone they picked up and send that to whoever's doing the drop-off points. So there's multiple phones being swapped, and it started in Guatemala on this one phone. Then they show the identification and the new number that they have to dial to WhatsApp in here. It's a huge, huge communication stream that I happen to dive in the middle of, and 2 of the phones have broken screens, but they have SIM cards. So I'm going to get a SIM card reader, and we're going to get into that information. But I have tons of evidence, which is hugely incriminating to what's happening here, because this is well planned, and they're talking to people here in the U.S. from Mexico planning their trip all the way here.
Well, and that's the thing that
and it gets deeper and deeper every day.
The American people need to realize the border invasion is by design. It's not because there was an oversight by the Biden Nazi regime. It wasn't because that there's that's what they want.
Let's just say the states that are on these phones are both red states. And they're planning these people to get them to the red states. And they were in Guatemala when they first planned the trip. So they're planning, the individuals that are the adults are planning to get to these 2 red states from where they're going. It's orchestrated. It's pre-planned. They don't know anybody there. It's just where they're headed.
Well, it's pre-planned from the cartel, and this is a business operation. It's all about these people aren't coming over here. They're paying thousands of dollars to come across, right? This is part of in the drug cartels. If you don't have the money, then you have to work it off. Well, guess what? How do you work things off? Yeah, it's old school, like prostitution and pimps and whores, and that's where the child sex trafficking and the human trafficking has, because you have to work it off. There's no free lunch here, and that's why when I say that Joe Biden is the biggest human trafficker in the world because he's allowing this to happen, right? So, and these things don't,
right.
this, none of this has to happen, and it can be stopped. They
the
choose
influence
not
is
to.
Coming
and
from this administration,
people,
Michelle, we're interviewing.
Let me finish this, and then I want you to comment on it. What the American people need to get through their heads is that this is what they want to happen, right? Because not only is it about the human trafficking and the money, and they want to implode this country, they want to put pressure on all the infrastructure when it comes to the hospitals, the school systems. They want these people here. Yes, they want part of them for votes, but they also want to bring in bad people to do bad things to us. You know, they would love to have a bunch of crazy Haitians come through, which they already are, and Afghan refugees, which is a big scam there. You know, the military age men ages 18 to 29 coming in here, and then all of a sudden, you know, when the go switch goes, next thing you know, there's a pack of them running through your neighborhood doing bad, nefarious things. So, you know, you have to realize this is what they want, right? And thankfully that there's guys like Mike that are trying to get that information out there to everybody, because it is affecting every person in this country, because every town is a border town. Even though you're like, I'm not close to the border like Mike is. It doesn't matter. They're coming to you. They're being delivered. You know, we have the hotels
right.
here in Arizona where they spin them around and send them out. So I want to talk about the human side of it, the kids. So go a little bit more into detail about the information that you're finding, kind of the operation and the people behind it.
So what's happening, kids are being smuggled all across our border, and it's breakup season on the border, as I told you before. It's a lot of individual males bringing one or two, if not three, children with them, and they all tell us that their wives left them. And it's just becoming the common thing to say, but it's interesting when you see that once, it could be potentially understandable, like, okay, this is a scary situation, but a woman's not going to just let her kids go. It's not a typical thing a woman does. But to see multiple situations where you have multiple males all in the same spot lined up, like four guys, and there's eight children, right? And these children are sedated. I want everybody to know that they've injected them or gave them a tablet of some sort that makes them extremely restless, tired, almost to the point where they're just about lifeless. And we were raising this one kid's arm up, and the arm dropped down. The parent was there, and they were showing us. He raised the arm up. We didn't touch the child, but they raised the arm up and just showed us that the child was asleep. That's not normal. I mean, it's one thing when your kid's resting and you see that. It's 3 a.m. in the morning. Yes, it's late. But kids are active, they're vibrant, especially when there's a lot of children around. They all were sedated. We all could tell. Something was done to these children so they don't make noise, they're not hyperactive, and they're moving them. And after talking with several professionals in this field, many of them have seen in their past history working with child sex trafficking barges left in the middle of the sea that have come from Colombia. And those barges are just solid kids, maybe one or two adults protecting them. Some of the kids are found dead on the barges due to lack of hydration, lack of food, but these kids are paying the price of being smuggled, not the people doing it. So then the cartel shows up, they grab the kids, they tie them up, they transport them wherever the next point is going to be, they smuggle them for sex trafficking, they're smuggling them for adrenochrome, they're taking them all across the states of the United States. My question for everybody is this, we're hearing it, right? We're seeing the buses. Here in Texas, the white buses, prison buses, NGO buses, they've even used independent school district buses in Del Rio. Mm. All these buses moving children from 11 a.m. to 5 a.m. in the morning. Kids should be sleeping during that time. I think we can all agree they need rest, but they're moving them at night because they don't want America to know. So I'm friends with Brad Barton, and Brad Barton brought to my attention that in Chattanooga, Tennessee, at 1 o'clock in the morning, here comes these kids at the airport. They load them onto a white bus. The bus drives down to another rendezvous point where they get off that bus onto another bus, and they disperse. I think it was actually the second stop was two buses, and they dispersed into different directions. Okay, why are they working so hard? Even the local news crews in Chattanooga, Tennessee, couldn't keep track of where all these buses and where all these kids are going. If we have you know, 2.5 million people have crossed over into our country by now, if not more, because I think those numbers are extremely deflated.
They're a little low.
See, people need to know that we have traction devices here in the United States that can detect bodies coming across. And when I mean bodies, living bodies, that's just how they say it. The bodies coming across, now they're detected, but they're not captured. People also need to understand that the people crossing the border are a distraction for the drug cartel. If I can move, you know, 100 people in this one sector where I know that there's only like, you know, 200 Border Patrol agents, and I keep those agents busy, then I have access to move drugs in another area. And that's what they're doing. They're taking advantage of how many Border Patrol agents are available, and they are running drugs as fast as they can in other areas, to the point that Border Patrol checkpoints are overwhelmed with marijuana, methamphetamine, fentanyl, every single bad drug you can imagine. Now, I'm going to go a little bit more graphic. If you guys really want to get pissed off with me and you really want to get upset, how about using an infant as a duffel bag? I'm talking about they took an infant, they dissected its organs out. This was a living child. They stuffed it with heroin. They sewed it back up. They put on its diaper. They put on its baby clothes to make look like it was living still, but it was being used to transport drugs. This came to me from a Border Patrol agent that told me they have seen this before. When the cartel or drug smuggler gets to the point where they're going, they open that little baby up. They pull the drugs out. They discard the little body like a duffel bag, like waste, and they got their drugs to where they're going. Tell me that's not sick.
Oh,
and
my God.
On Texas it's like nobody is getting pissed off enough about it to put a stop to it but me. I want it to be over with.
Wow.
Now, there's people
you and I've
partnered
talked,
with.
What, well, I was going to say, you and I have talked about this before.
Well. Go ahead.
You and I talked about it before when we were doing the show last week and even when you were on before. And this is what the American people need to realize. Nobody's on our side when it comes to stopping this that has the power to stop it. Your governors aren't on your side. Your elected elite in every position's not on your side. The Biden Nazi regime's not on your side. These NGOs are part of the problem. You've got Catholic charities all over this, and you've got a lot of other nonprofit organizations that all got government contracts. Remember the $625 million government contract for the group here in Arizona
is getting federal grants. $625 million
for the group that is putting the four hotels here in Arizona to, and we saw this starting back in January. Okay, it's October, so you know you saw these all the governors. They had a little powwow the other day down by you, Mike, in the border there in Texas, and they came up with this 10-point plan in order to stop the insanity at the border. I'm going to sum it up real quick, make it easy for them. Instead of a 10-point plan, there's something called the Constitution, and the Constitution gives the states the power to protect themselves from an invasion, which is what we are having. So you can save your photo ops, you could save your trip, you could save all of that time and effort coming up with a fancy plan and follow the damn Constitution of the United States, shut the borders down today, Doug Ducey and Governor Abbott and the rest of the frauds that are out there, and problem solved. They're not going to do it. So what do we do, Mike, as the American people who literally at this point, the ones that are paying attention, the one that actually have a heart and a conscience that don't want this to happen, wants it to stop, because if you haven't seen it in your neighborhood yet, the after effects of this, it's just a matter of time. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. And then that's usually when American people start getting a little perturbed, a little angry, because all of a sudden it's not in my backyard and now it's in my backyard, right? So then that's a problem. So what do we, for the ones that care, the ones that are pissed off already like you, what have you come up with as a solution, or is there any? Besides, you know, writing emails and calling our local government and our state and our governor, like I said, they have the power to literally stop this with a stroke of a pen. They choose not to. Keyword, everybody. They choose not to do anything. And that's got to get through everybody's head. So what are we aiming to do?
As you know, I can't talk about all the details, but I'm going to put the call to action in place. You know, we're trying to raise $120,000 in the next 3 months. I have multiple rallies taking place in multiple states to do this, and we're going to try to hit that number. There, myself, because the people ask, well, why so much money? Security's $3,000 a day. So I'm going to need six guys on my security team. That's $21,000 a week. That's $42,000 half the month, and that's $84,000 for the month just in security fees alone. The rest is going to be lodging seven people, feeding seven people, and transportation of seven people. So with that being said, why? We all see what they're doing here. And without giving too much details about the mission, what I'm willing to do with these individuals is document the how. How are they getting here? Who are they communicating with? Where's the children being taken? Where's the drugs being smuggled? Where are they being held? We're getting documentation, GPS coordinates, and we will be able to map logistics around this for surveillance. That information is going to be handed to every one of our top-notch senators who have conservative values and are America First candidates. And they can take it to the White House, and they can shove it down the throats of the people who have their hands, blood on their hands, doing this to America. We're also going to go in a little bit deeper with some more things that I can't talk here. But if people really want to help make a difference, they can donate to Warriors for Ranchers, and they can donate at Venmo at Warriors for Ranchers at Venmo. These are multiple organizations that I'm partnering with that are very well trained in surveillance and doing these types of things. And as you know, I'm surrounded by a bunch of great people who are partnering with my organization to do this, but it's putting a stop to it at the source. We can always try to stop it right here, and nobody's doing anything about the wall. But if we can prove why the wall's not being finished, why we have open borders, why this money's being transacted. I have bank accounts on these phones. That bank account's linked to an individual. That individual is a whole lot of hot water right now, because once that person's linked up to the bank account and I have a name, then we're going to probably figure an address, and we can send federal government and foreign government agencies to break down and crack down on these people for what they're doing.
Well, I admire your efforts to do this. And you know what? And people need to realize this is just so that the American people really understand what's going on. The Biden regime knows they're a part of it. Okay. They are a part of it. That's why it's happening. So the reason why he's doing this is because the American people they need to see the proof, because if the American people haven't done something in order to try to stop it and put pressure on their elected elites, then Mike is doing this because he wants everybody to know the process and what's really going on and where it comes from, because the government already knows. They already know they're part of the problem. They are in the flow, right? They're giving the money and they're allowing it to happen. So he's doing this so that you, the American people, will know, and you'll get pissed off and you'll do something about it. So keep that in mind.
The most important thing that helps is trying to make every post go as viral as possible. And my folks have been very loyal at doing this, and it's share, because the mainstream media is not allowing us to get this out there. They don't want it to be known. They're part of the problem. And that's like Michelle's show right here. Share the heck out of this to anybody and anyone listening. That's the best way to help right now. Once we get the information in, what I really want to hope and make happen is this. I work with a bunch of different organizations, Texas Against Illegal Immigration, Texans for Closing the Border, Border Crisis 2021, a bunch of big names out there is Anthony Aguero, Bianca Garcia, Sheena Rodriguez, all these folks who are making a difference out there, Dar Renard, all these people who have worked and campaigned with Trump, worked in Texas to fight for what's right at the Texas State Capitol level, Weston Martinez, Texas State Land Commissioner, Texas Ag Commissioner, Sid Miller, and all these people who are making a difference in Texas, people need to know who they are and listen to them and follow them and listen to the truth. These folks are out there. Frank Lopez Jr., George Rodriguez from El Conservador, who has his own radio show, who's constantly talking about what's happening at the border. Brent Smith, county attorney of McKinney County, Kenny County, Texas, with Brad Cole, our constitutional sheriff down there. These are people who really want to make a difference in Texas. But when we bring in the people who can help secure our border, who secured our borders in Baghdad, who have a plan that said we can get people on the ground, we can secure the border right now, we need a funding because these people aren't going to do it for free, because it's one thing to do it for free for a week. It's another thing to do it free until it's done and put your life at risk. There's money involved. But Abbott didn't want to pay the bill. He said our Texas State Patrol is going to handle this. And
He doesn't want to handle
it.
That's the end of the day.
The Texas State Patrol, these folks are ordered by him. These folks are amazing men in uniform. But they can only do so much because it's what Abbott's ordered them to do. And the National Guard is literally there assisting the cartel bring the people across the border, and not at all checkpoints, so I want to be clear on that. But there's a few checkpoints in Texas where I've witnessed that the National Guard awaits the cartel to bring the people to the shoreline. The National Guard's job is to protect that spot from them entering, the cartel entering. But how do they know 100% that the cartel is not dressed up as one of those illegal immigrants and crossing the border as a guide with them? They don't know that.
The
people are crossing the border. The National Guard's watching, and the National Guard's communicating to them. And they're complicit. I've seen it. I've witnessed it. Now, not all National Guard are. I'm speaking for the select few that are doing the wrong, and there are some. They know who they are.
Well, some are on the take.
But there are
some. You can say that, too. Some are getting paid to look the other way by the cartels, and that's Border Patrol and National Guard. So, when you're dealing with
– in Texas.
When you're dealing with money and corruption, it's like anything else. You're going to have your bad actors in there. So it's literally, it's like what you see in the movies is how it rolls, right? You know, and pick an episode of Sopranos. You want to see how stuff's done? That's real. That's reality, you know? So Mike, we talk about this off air. There's so much to share with everybody. You have to come back on because I got to jump here to Maria Zach. But
yes, it's going to be so awesome.
I want you to come back on. Mike's got his show Monday, Wednesday, Fridays at 7 p.m. Central Time, and that's over on their Facebook platform, or he's got multiple platforms.
And tonight I
primarily
got a great show, so I want to plug tonight's show. Tonight I have Tina Horlacher. She is putting together the Liberty Conference in Salt Lake City, Utah, in Utah. It's going to be October 22nd, 23rd. Amazing speaker is going to be there. I'm going to be there. And you can get your tickets at, go to my Facebook page. It's weconnect.net. And you can go use promo code Warriors to get your tickets. And we'll be able to get people seated. But we need to pack this house. It's going to be a place where they can see amazing Patriots. General Michael Flynn's going to be there, emceed by Clay Clark himself, who's doing amazing work in America. Team America's in that building. The people who care about this country. So you want a dose of God and patriotism in the same house where you can walk out the door and act? You need to come to the Liberty Conference in the Salt Palace in Utah this month, October 22nd, 23rd. But tonight, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Warriors for America, I'm going to have Tina Horlacher on the show. Tune in with me, and you guys can see exactly what we're talking about.
Awesome. And I'm going to add that to our virtual events page and our live events page. So make sure you always check that out on the website. So you can always find about all these amazing, amazing events that everybody's putting on. And Mike, give your website real quick, and then I will let you go fight crime. If that's what you're doing. You're fighting and reporting on crime.
WarriorsForRanchers.com. You can go to WarriorsForRanchers.com. You can check and read the bio, learn how everything's kind of come into place. Our website's going to be a little bit more redesigned here in the very near future. I've had somebody step up to the plate and say, hey, I can help you make that look a little better. And I'm proud to say she's on my team now. And
awesome.
We have Venmo at Warriors for Ranchers. If you feel led by God to donate, you can donate one time, monthly, biweekly, annually. But that money's going to be used for good. And like I said, we're trying to raise $120,000 in the next 3 months to get the equipment, the staff, and the aircraft that we need to really make this happen and take place. And trust me, it's not just going to be the seven of us going. It's going to be a whole team of logistic folks and folks here in America helping to guide us through this process, and our resources and people that we know on the other side to help us get through it safely. But I can guarantee you guys this. When this information gets back to the United States, it's going to be put in the right people's hands, And there's going to be action taken. And I really feel like we're going to be able to shut a lot of this down.
Yeah, it's gonna take a lot to do that, but we
it's gonna take a village.
Yeah.
But as you know, I'm not backing down anytime soon.
And that's what we love about you, Mike. So thank you for coming on. We'll get you back on this month before you go out to the event, maybe. And I'm gonna post that on the website too. I will talk to you later, my friend.
Sounds great. Have a great show.
Thank you. All righty. So lots of exciting things, lots of events. Again, check out the virtual events page, the live events page on our website. If you go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com, get you the laundry list of all the pages that are on the website, all the podcast players to follow. Always follow us on the Rumble. Stop using the YouTube because it's just a bad news bears over there, right? Those are the bad people. My Rumble's not awesome. You know, they're not a bunch of angels over there either, right? But they're much better than the alternative. So follow us on the Rumble. And speaking of Rumble, my next guest, Maria Zach, nationsinaction.org, nationsinaction.org. You probably know her from Italygate, breaking the information about Leonardo and the satellites and the election fraud 2020. Episode 208 was when she was originally on the show. She was kind enough to join me last week when I guest hosted on Brighteon.tv for Dr. Alan Keyes. And she brought some incredible information. What I did is we did a video, right? It was her and I. We're doing a live truth bombing, breaking news, exclusive information that was coming out. She's going to talk to you about it today. But what I did, for anybody who wants to watch that, I converted it into a podcast episode so you can listen on any of the podcast players. It's episode 257. I aired it on Wednesday, and it's also on Rumble. So go to the Rumble account. You can do that from our website, everythinghomeaboutus.com. If you go to Rumble directly, Everything Home Talk Show, there's no way you can't find it, episode 257. And now we're going to pick up where we left off, but she's going to kind of throw some more zingers at us. Audience, no. I need you to give a really big round of applause for a true American hero who's putting everything on the line. I mean, they're coming after her from every direction, and you'll learn why, because she's going to, as of September 1st, things changed, and now things are going to get hairy, but it sounds like the good guys are going to win, but it's going to be a rocky road. Audience, big round of applause. I once met
Thank
a girl
you.
Named Maria. Isn't that the song?
Well, for some people, it's how do you solve a problem like Maria, and especially for the
yeah.
dark underworld at the moment.
Oh, that's right. How do you solve a problem like Maria? And you are a problem for a lot of people. That is a good way to sum that up, my dear.
Yes, it's something I've heard often in my life for some strange reason, because I guess, honoring God and truth and transparency is not what politicians like, and I've devoted my life and my career to good government and accountability and godly principles. So basically, God's had me on a little mission, Michelle, and I'm not stopping.
No, and your mission has kind of accelerated. It's gone on warp speed at this point, because originally you were breaking information and you disclosed and you did the investigation about the Italy gate, which had to do with the election I was mentioning. And you were trying to get people out of Italy and trying to get that information out to the public. And then the attacks started coming more and more. And then because you kept your head down, you stayed in the fight. You've been working with a very special person who has now kind of broken open yet a whole new chapter of the insanity, the chaos, the shadow government, the deep state, the laundry list of things you want to call it. And the audience is already prepped, because we've been saying this on all the shows I've been on the past couple of weeks, plus this one. I basically told everybody everything that they've learned, everything from every category in the entire time that you've been alive on this planet has been a lie. Okay. The only thing that you can kind of count on is 2 and 2 is 4. And I'm kind of questioning that. So with that being said, right, everything that you've been told literally is not true. It's a lie in some capacity or another. So that's the setting the precedent for what's going to be coming out of Maria's mouth, because I don't want you to say there's no way. Yeah, that's how the world works. So kind of give my rundown going off of that diving board kind of thing.
Absolutely. It's really amazing with 30 years in government affairs experience, having someone teach me government affairs as a political scientist is kind of interesting to have that happen late in my career that was very, very successful. And I met a source, and we've had many sources throughout this this battle of finding the truth behind the election theft. And of course, that spiraled into, you know, follow the money, follow the deep state, follow the military-industrial complex. Because Leonardo is the eighth largest defense contractor, they just don't make this decision randomly to steal the election in America. And the fact that there were both British intelligence people involved in that office as well as former Dominion staff that were in that facility from Canada, you could get a flavor that it was definitely an international and global effort. And one of the subsidiaries, SATA, SPA, in Italy, the head guy, Ignazio Mancato, was the liaison for Italy's Chamber of Commerce that he was both China, Qatar, and Iran as his liaison relationship. Yeah, isn't that amazing? Voice through the lucky straws.
Three stooges.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, and he was integrally involved in the theft and knowing about it. So I had this geopolitical situation come up and global cabal of effort, and we knew that Leonardo had the satellite Galileo go get taken down for a week, and they were uploading the mil-spec software to pull this off. And of course, Arturo Delia went home and told his wife, I don't know why we're stealing the election. And she told her uncle, who was in the intel industry, and the intel guys are seeing their countries fall, and they're not happy about, you know, theft of their countries, and as nor should anyone be. And now that it's happened to America, I guess we'll listen a little closer to other countries when they say, hey, my country was stolen, because we just had that happen. We had a coup d'etat, and Joe Biden knows he didn't win. Everybody knows in his little cabal, and certainly Barack Obama knows, and they were orchestrating this with the former prime ministers in Italy, and we knew the government was going to fall in advance, and so they were able to put in a consensus candidate that was not the five-star pro-China candidate. So China's involved. So you've got all these groups, and we've been building this dossier on how this all took place, and we hope to have the end of our election theft investigation end sometime, but it just now took a whole new tack with our newest source, who has explained to us the shadow government. Now, if you ask a congressman, and you should ask your congressman, is there a shadow government? Who really runs the United States of America behind the scenes? And they will tell you it is not Congress. And what we have been told that by one source, it was 60% of the government's decisions and funding were spent for shadow government activities that were not things that Congress was necessarily open-eyed, willing to go along, to get along. And so they were just undermining everything and manipulating. And now with the fall of America, we have heard that it's up to 80 and possibly 90% of our government is now controlled by the shadow government, with divisions within departments, including three-letter agencies that have now fallen. So America's on a rapid descent, and there are very few options to get out of it, because there's been a lot of leverage held on these congressional members and judges and all that good stuff. So what has occurred is that there were data banks created by the consultants to a lot of these world leaders, and these intel guys all were seeing things, collecting data, seeing the contracts that were being written, seeing how money flowed, seeing how they would have nefarious activities and cheating on their wife and everything else. So their personal life to their professional life, everything had been cataloged and put into what are called intelligence data banks. And in these data banks, there were four of them. One gentleman that is our source owned one, but the three others were being used for very nefarious purposes. And this gentleman 8 years ago was doing everything to figure out how to stop this shadow government, and he put his plans in place. Well, the next year, while he's still planning, he is in a meeting with some of these global leaders, and they are discussing creating a global plandemic where they put out a bioweapon, now called COVID, and a vaccine magically appears to help come and build a trillion-dollar industry for these greedy people. So, Michelle, it is absolutely true a shadow government exists. It is true that the billionaires control it. There are 38 individuals that control $8 billion. And now that this man put his plan together, as of September 1st, he owns the keys to the kingdom because he purchased the three other data banks away from the bad guys. So I'm happy to say the shadow government has been stripped of those. Last Saturday, they offered me 5 million euros to shut down my organization's investigation into the shadow government, and flat out cannot be bought, and we will not betray our God, our country, or humanity. So that was an easy hell no. And then we also knew that our source was offered 20 billion euros for the purchase of all four data banks. So he could have sailed off into the sunset. And he said, no, I will honor my country and my family, and we will do this for humanity, that all those data banks will belong to the people and not to the shadow government. So they requested a meeting, Michelle, in Cap d'Ai and in the south of France. And it was yesterday at noon East Coast time. And that meeting didn't go so well when they were told, you know what, the keys to the kingdom now belong to this one individual. And they had some choices to make. They could participate and assist, or they could have the other end of that sword. And so now we stand here today in complete war with the shadow government, and we are going to take them down.
So your contact, this rich individual, we'll just call him Superman for right now, Superman, right? So you're working with him. He has control of these four databanks that have all of this dirt and facts and information on all the nefarious characters in the shadow government, the 38 people that control it. They had a meeting yesterday. Was he at the meeting, or do we – well, let me back up. So he's one person. So is there a team of, like, you know, sometimes people call them the white hats, individuals that are able to do something against these nefarious characters because they can, you know, take them out? I mean, they have to have some sort of like a team, like a military team or somebody where you can, you know, because you're going to need force in order to take them down, right? Or take them into custody or whatever the next steps are going to be, or, you know, shoot them, whatever it's going to be. So is there a team of like white hats that have been put together to execute this plan?
So there is not need for a team to take anyone down when you own the data bank. The data banks have the ability to bring people to their knees, put them in jail, and lock them away for life. So depending on what the data banks decide to release and what whistleblowers have access to which files, that's how the data banks work. And the data banks are dispersed around the world. So there's basically a dead man switch. So if he were to ever be harmed, there would be a lot of people who would be committing suicide. So let's just start with that. I would say that the white hats to bring everything about to solve the problem, Nations in Action is the leading organization working with the source to bring about a plan to right the ship. We are the U.S. ambassadors, you could say, for bringing about this truth and transparency across the globe. So we are thrilled to have this opportunity because there weren't many choices and pathways to end this tight grip and hold on America by the billionaire class. And that billionaire class, it includes Bezos, Soros, Buffett, Munger, Gates, Zuckerberg, Bloomberg. So, you know, when you think Bloomberg has news channels and Bezos owns the Washington Post, who did the hit piece on me about Italy. Of course they did. They called and asked me, actually, hey, can we get all your notes on the investigation? Oh, sure. How about I finish my investigation? Then I just hand everything over to you so you can hide it and spew it. No, right. You can't have it. You're a billion-dollar organization. Go do your own work. So it was very fascinating to see how these people, Michelle, are so intertwined with other hedge funds and other groups. Mm-hmm. So did you get a chance to see the Pandora Papers and the PSYOP of the PSYOP? They're actually saying this is where the bad guys went. It was the only thing they can do because the data banks released information. The whistleblowers had access to information. And this one group, ICIJ, started doing the investigation with 600 reporters into corrupt hedge fund guys and money guys. And here they've been bypassing all the tax laws corruptly. And so now this 38,000 entities or individuals are on the hot seat as those released the Paradise Papers on October 3rd, this past Sunday. So that is one of the hugest drops because it was Panama Papers, and then it was Paradise Papers, and now it is Pandora Papers. So notice the theme there with that P. And I will tell you that the PSYOP that the bad guys, our CIA weaponized government, are doing is actually saying it's a PSYOP. So the PSYOP says, oh, Paradise is a PSYOP. So that way everyone's out there trying to discount that, and they're trying to discount some of the Facebook stuff, which is interesting because Zuckerberg's one of the guys. So they're trying to cover for Zuckerberg, even though there was a liberal whistleblower under the guise of saying, hey, we need more censorship. That was just
right. That you could see right through that. Like, who in their right mind goes and testifies in Congress in an open hearing if you're a whistleblower? That's not how it works, right? That means you're on the take. You're part of the plan.
It's interesting. She actually, I don't know enough yet to know exactly her role. If the PSYOP piece was her role, but yet the information and embedding into Zuckerberg or ripping Zuckerberg's empire apart to realize and see that he never really owned Facebook, I think that's where the good guys, the white hats, were headed. So by them putting this girl out there, it's kind of a double-edged sword for the bad guys because she's out there, she's liberal, and she's saying Zuckerberg is doing things wrong and needs to be investigated. Everybody should be celebrating that. Now, mm-hmm. her desire to see more censorship, well, that's her opinion. She's, no offense, not the person I would ever go listen to about censorship.
Right,
so
exactly.
Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. So what you mentioned something, PSYOPs. Explain what a PSYOP is so people that are new to that terminology understand.
Sure. So there are psychological operations and IOs, information operations. So what they try to do is get you thinking, getting your mind up of, oh, man, here's this big release. It's coming. And they do these psychological things to you online of there's going to be a big drop. The whole Q thing represents what I believe could be a PSYOP, because no one ever really knows who Q is. And so you could say whatever you want about Q because Q will never out himself. And so you could say, I'm friends with Q, and no one would ever know if it's true or not because they don't know who Q is. So when you look at Q or some of the things, people go, is it true? The military's in charge. No, people ask me all the time, is the military in charge? Like, they quit asking me because they figured out the military is not really in charge. And it's like, really? You think we'd go this far with the takedown of America? So they wouldn't have gone this far because the evidence has already been provided, and the evidence was provided in November on the theft of the election. So the military folks did have a plan to be in charge in case needed. It was needed. Donald Trump did not sign the documents from everything we have been told by multiple sources. But one of the guys on the team, military team, came to me and said, Maria, we just didn't expect you. We didn't know about Italy. They didn't know. And they said, we just didn't have a plan in place. It's not a bad thing. You didn't hurt the plan, so don't think and you interfered, but we just didn't have a plan for you. And I'm like, that's okay. I mean, that's, you know, I'm glad I could solve the crime. And so we knew that they wanted to move and they needed to, but there were not willing participants on the president's team that could be trusted. And that was the number one problem, which is why if Donald Trump got back in quickly, he still doesn't know what he doesn't know. He doesn't know who the good guys are and the bad guys are on his team.
I would say most of the people on his team are bad. And I would say a very high percentage of all Republicans that are in elected elite positions are bad. I just literally have I have no confidence in people that are in leadership positions at every level of government throughout this country. And I think that should be kind of the attitude of everybody across the country, because you need to accept the reality that these people are not on your side. I mean, we just had a conversation about the border, and right. You know, they do the dog and pony show. They all act and they talk out of both sides of their mouths, and then they say that they're going to do this. So they're going to point the finger at the Biden administration. I mean, those people are evil. I mean, I call it the Nazi regime for a reason, but they have the ability to shut their own borders and protect from invasion, according to the Constitution of the United States, literally with the stroke of a pen. They choose not to, but yet they'll do the photo shoot. They'll go down to the border. They'll have the big meeting, the 10-point plan. Well, you don't need a 10-point plan. You have the Constitution. Now go enforce it. So you have all of these players in the game. So yes, your 38 are the shadow government, but then you've got people in elected positions that have no use for the American people, and they're part of destroying the country too. So it's like you've got 535 members in Congress plus the entire administration and everything on a local level and a state level. So it's literally, Maria, at this point, it's everybody in a position of doing something and getting something done against we, the people, and we're the ones putting the bill for it all, right? So with that being said, I want people to realize that's the world we live in. Accept it, right?
It's worse than that.
I kind of feel helpless.
You do
we
realize.
We all feel helpless, Maria. That's the problem. We feel like no matter what can we do when the people that make the decisions to do anything, they're not on our side. They're not going to be on our side. So what are going to be the next steps, and then what can we do? And how does this information get out so that we can stop these nefarious people? And who's gonna stop them? If they're all bad, you said 80 to 90% of the government is controlled by the shadow government, the deep state. Well, who's gonna then take down the bad people if most of them are bad? Like, what do we do?
Okay, number one, first and foremost, we have God on, you know, we're on God's side. So God's got this, and he's had us every step of the way. We're just his loyal foot soldiers, number one. Number two, he's always protected America. America is a gift that has always honored God. And so we will restore those values and virtues. And I will say the situation is far worse, and this is why we will know it is God that fixes it, because not only is it the corrupt political system embedded, we know it's the billionaire class. We know it's the hedge fund and business entities all intertwined. And it's this level of bad, so that you have the shadow government at the top with the head of the snake, the main eight to ten that run the shadow government. And then below that, you have the deep state of the weaponized government, where they've weaponized the actual departments, like the Global Engagement Center at the State Department is actually the weaponized group that looks to see if you're being bad on Facebook against their wishes, that you might put a prayer out or say the election was stolen. Mm-hmm. And they have created an 800 number so you guys can call directly in and be reported on, because your freedom of speech is no longer allowed according to this weaponized government. So they have that group. And then there's one rung below it, the political parties, and the nonprofits, the NGOs. Mm-hmm. Now, as a nonprofit, Nations in Action, we are not a group that has ever taken government funds. That is very important to understand. Groups that take government funds are generally the groups that are bad. I would never take government funds. I don't take government funds for anything. So here we're looking at the weaponized use of political parties because the elected officials have to flow through the parties. We are putting together a kit for the Democrat and Republican parties to restore themselves. They got hijacked. We are no longer living in the United States Republic. And so it is our duty and responsibility to restore those parties. We are traditionally a two-party country, and those parties have been taken over by technocrats and plutocrats, and more on the Republican side. And on the Democrat side, of course, there are technocrats and then socialists and communists and then some. So we're at this point where the party apparatus will be rebuilt. And then the elected officials have to decide how they're going to get on their ballots if they don't adhere to the party apparatus as they have to. So if a person from a different political persuasion tries to get on a Republican Party ballot, they do not have to allow them on the ballot. So we could immediately wipe out most of the bad actors through the party infrastructures, and that is what we plan to do. Also, we are building a plan to take down the shadow government and build everything by building in the apparatus and the boundaries of what should and shouldn't take place in government. Restoring the rights and freedoms that the Constitution protects for us is first and foremost. So outing the corruption by the actual elected officials will be a big effort, but something we feel is very necessary at Nations in Action. So I can tell you, we're not going to stop. And yes, there is hope. And yes, the hope-o-meter rose drastically starting September 1st. The world shook, and let me tell you, the underworld is not a happy camper at this time.
So the problem with the bad cast of characters is that they are running out of time now because you have the information on them. They're also running out of time because people are starting to clue in on the non-vaccines and the agenda of the political propaganda pandemic, and the deaths are starting to increase, and more people are having conversations, and the more people are finding out that somebody they know has died or has an adverse effect. So you have a clock that's ticking, because the more people are starting to clue in, more people are starting to die, more people are going to start to become awake to literally what this entire system and this entire, like I said, pandemic was all about, right? And the bigger picture is to get the people get them to take the non-vaccine so that way they can have the bioweapon in them. And then they can destroy the businesses. They can just literally destroy the country, kill people because they want to decrease the population. They want to control everybody. So, and the Biden Nazi regime administration is share shortly. They're going to approve the non-vaccination for kids age 5 to 12 or 5 to 11, which hopefully will wake up the parents at that point, because you definitely don't need to do that. So there's a clock that's ticking that the nefarious characters are going to try to, including the administration, they're going to keep pushing the envelope further and further because they have to accomplish their goal. And that means that they're going to have to take the next step and do something really bad, right? Because they're running out of time. Not to mention now you
sure.
guys have the information. The time is ticking because of health reasons. People will be dying. And when those numbers really start to kick into gear here, because it's fall, people will be dumb enough to get the flu shot, which I encourage no one to get that. And then more people will start dying. Things will, they'll have to move forward quickly because then the kind of more people will clue into what's really going on. So what kind of time frame are we talking where you guys can bring forward information so we can get this under control before there's much more collateral damage from whatever their next move is going to be And, of course, more people dying from the non-vaccine. That's all part of this.
Sure. It's horrific what's taking place with the vaccine and the overall effort for depopulation, and the multiple paths that they take to depopulate are far beyond the imagination of human beings that, you know, love God and honor each other for human rights. The experimentation, war, many other pathways, abortion, they promote and push depopulation through those mechanisms. So it's really sick when you understand the concerted effort. They have escalated their timeline because they knew about the data bank purchase, and so they are ramming things through as fast as they can. This escalated time frame for them is okay, because guess what? The Pandora Papers just dropped, and the shots across the bow of you have a choice. You either get back in your cave and knock it off, or we're coming for you. And so they chose in the meeting yesterday for an all-out war, so be it, and game on. So Donald Trump has an opportunity to learn about all the people around him, of who the bad guys are, so we can actually start picking up the pieces and restore this. And if he is interested in participating with our source, I have no doubt that they can take down the shadow government quickly. It just would take a concerted effort. If we, and Nations in Action with our source, are limping along, it'll be slow and painful. And so it's really hard when you don't have America with you on the global scale. Obviously, America is such a strong voice and advocate, and President Trump is well respected around the world, people might like to say in the media. So his ability to communicate to the world and let them know what happened to their countries and their elections that also happened to him. And I think they pretty much knew before he did that this was an operation to steal America and certainly steal our ideals. Now, people can come join us at nationsinaction.org. We're building our teams, our leadership teams, our comms teams, our state teams. A lot of people don't realize we're the team raising money and doing everything we can to help do the audits both in Georgia and in Wisconsin. Representative Janelle Brancher, what a godsend she is in Wisconsin, and her partner, there's another representative there who has been doing phenomenal work and attended Mike Lindell's symposium. And we should be absolutely, as Americans, standing with them. Anyone who wants audits, that's, of course, the right answer and the easy answer. Why politicians go out of their way to make sure we don't have an audit is exactly where you know the corruption and threats are. Mm-hmm. So in Speaker Voss's mind, he's doing the bidding with Reince Priebus and Paul Ryan, and you've got Kevin McCarthy leading the House Republicans, and Nancy Pelosi. All of them have to go. And
they're all
Paul
Democrats.
Ryan being on the board of Fox, well, you can't even call them Democrats. I would argue they're not Democrats. They're criminals. And they're not
I like that
loyalists. Yeah, they're not loyal. A lot of people go, oh, they're rhinos. No, they're not. They're not party. They're about theft. They're about greed. They're about corruption. They're about control. The technocrats, and especially the plutocrats, they think billionaires, wealthy people, or smart people should be the ones making the decision, because you at home don't know enough. We know more than you. It has gone to their head when they get to Washington. They put them on planes, flying them on codels with your tax dollars, to wine and dine them in Rome and all over the place. It is wrong. It is corrupt, and that's how they get the goods on some of these members. So it's really, really imperative that we revamp how Congress works, and certainly, most importantly, we need to implement affidavits immediately on all government employees, starting with the Rome Embassy and the State Department and CIA, of did you witness or did you corroborate and assist in any illegal activities in at any time, and list them. And who did you witness? And no longer is it, oh, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to, you know, narc on my business associate in my department. No, you're going to be required that if you don't tell on them, it is a crime. And the laws are backwards. The whistleblowers get money, get funding if they see fraud. No, that should be your job. The people who are on the outside who witness something and report it, they should get the reward, not the people on the inside who are all part of the system and the cabal and are being paid to do their job to make sure there's no fraud. So cleaning up and turning things around to those affidavits and certainly injecting polygraphs. I talked to General McInerney about the plan, and God bless him. He's been very kind to help provide advice, let me bounce things off of him, and I bounced the plan off of him, and he likes it. He thinks we're on the right track, and sadly, he thinks we're only the only group that has something that actually may make this difference. And, you know, I'm grateful that God's given us this gift of this opportunity to pull us out, because right now there isn't a pathway. This has been going on for a very, very long time, and they ratcheted it up severely under Obama, and this predates Obama clearly, but boy, it's a full weaponized government, and America fell, the White House is down, and now we have an opportunity through the grace of God to lift it back out.
So is it a possibility that they release all this information at once and just get it out there and say, American people, here's the facts? And
No.
Can't do that? Is it too much? Is it too much for people?
It's multiple things. Right now, the Pandora Papers are getting beat up, and so is the Zuckerberg information. And that's the very information everyone's been waiting on. That's part of the information everyone needs. And people on the right are the ones saying it's a psyop, because they got hoodwinked by the PSYOP. So you got stupid land going on. Every time you drop something, oh, yeah, it's, it's too much information. It's trying to block the information about Maricopa County and the audits. No, we are coming with information, and we're going to ram it down everyone's throat. Let me make it very clear. These people are criminals. Read the Pandora Papers. And, oh, by the way, when you read, oh, there's no Americans, so you can tell this is a PSYOP, I just clicked on it. Click on the data button. The data button leads down, and it even shows some of the people surrounding Donald Trump, Robert Mercer, Sheldon Adelson. It shows where their bank accounts were offshore, how the money flowed. It is really incredible work that has been done for many years. So when you look at that, dismissing something that will take at least 2 years to go through 38,000 entities. That is, I forget how many years, if it was 6 or 8 years of work by these reporters. No one can dispute that. And now people are saying that it was Soros funded. How do we know that it was Soros funded? And if it was Soros funded, let's say it was, it doesn't matter. The data banks changed hands, all the more important. So it's very fascinating to me when I'm told that most likely Soros didn't fund them, but yet the PSYOP is there. Our weaponized CIA and State Department, it is shameful. I have an audio tape on my phone, and I pray, Michelle, that the United States Senate subpoenas me to come testify. But you know what? They won't. Leonardo won't sue me either, because they can't, because I've got them. And they know I've got them. And now I've got them even more. Because if I show up in the United States Senate, I'm going to bring files with me on each one of them. So I just dare them to invite me in, because we've got them. So I'm at the take no prisoners. But you have to remember, when do you release stuff? What do you hold? Because you don't ever play all your cards at once, number one. Number two, you definitely don't use things that you can still have as leverage. Not playing a card can be more powerful than playing one.
Well, I agree, but you know the American people have had it. They don't like what's going on with the country, right? And it's just getting worse. I compare it to living in purgatory, where if the bad people are going to do more bad stuff, well, then just let's do it and move on with whatever's going to be left over when the next move is, because you know they've made it very clear on some of the things that they intend to do. Well, then just do it. Pull off the Band-Aid. Get it over with. But then if you've got something from Superman, I remember the guy, Superman, that can save the day or hold this off, I mean, What kind of is there a time frame where you can say that they can release something so we can move, we can get out of this purgatory and move forward? Because, you know, 30 or 60 days more of this, more bad things are going to happen and people can't take it anymore.
You're right. You're absolutely right, Michelle. And for your listeners, I think it's important for everyone to understand that the person is trying to help us unravel corruption that is decades old with, I don't know, at least a million people involved because it's global. It's not just U.S. So what we're trying to take down is mammoth globally. It's the military-industrial complex. It's decades and decades of infiltration into businesses that are then integrated into our government and getting specific contracts, especially in the high finance side that are very problematic, and the fox guarding the hen house. So each piece has to be dismantled. It's beyond mammoth. So I want to set expectations, but I also want everyone to understand we are moving as fast as we can. We're small. We're a little mighty army. We've done amazing work, and we are planning to bring out our source very, very soon. Stu Peters will have the first interview very soon. We're talking with him this evening, as a matter of fact.
Awesome. So at least it will get out there on a large scale, and hopefully that'll be soon. But in the meantime, what are we – just we just – sit and wait. I mean, obviously, I'm always encouraging people to get active in their communities, but we need to, there just seems to be that we're not doing enough. What can we do we can see results?
Yeah. Join Nations in Action. Get everyone you can to join Nations in Action. Everyone needs to retweet our messages and push out our Telegram. We're on Gab. We're on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn. Those messages, Instagram even, we have to keep people knowing exactly what's happening because Facebook shut down. Remember on Monday, they were having a real tough day. Well, of course they were because it is full out war in the underworld and they want to hide a lot of things. So they have to take their systems down, hide things. Leonardo went down about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and a bunch of U.S. citizens show up on premise in Rome and kick out the Italians so they can work on their system. Oh, what a surprise. Interpol was there at one point. Our FBI was there. And you think they're not trying to cover their footprints of what they did with the MilSpec software? Come on. So we know what the gig is. We know it's all happening. So as we push these messages out, people need to think differently about how they message. They have to message not just on the platforms themselves, but they have to take the messages and send emails, write letters, print them and pass them out in your neighborhood, knock on the door and literally door to door. I want everyone going throughout their neighborhood, hold little coffees in their neighborhood and bring them the documents. Show some of the videos on our website at nationsinaction.org. If they do that and start having discussions in their community about what took place, some friends of mine, one friend, she's now running for Congress. She said, Maria, I had to watch your interview 3 times because there was so much in it. So I can tell you we're giving a lot of information in how to solve these problems, push the elected officials, and we're building the kits. We have a kit on our website that is for counties. And everyone should get this kit and take it. And one of our top guys, he put it together for us where you can take it to your county so they can pass the rules and promulgate the regulations to prevent COVID-related rules and restrictions. So businesses cannot mandate on the employee that they have the vaccine, and they cannot prevent the sale of goods or services in that county. If you pass that at every county, the business is stopped from using those weapons and doing that to both citizens that need the services or need the products and also for the employees to be forced.
Well, that's a great kit for people to check out and try to get something done within their own local communities, because that's what's going to take. It's going to take people at the county level. And, well, I'm in Mayor Corruption County, so we already know what the problem is. Again, you don't – the Republicans that are in office at the county level are criminals, right? They're the ones that are stopping everything with the audit from the very beginning. So you're going to run into those obstacles, people, and you kind of it would be nice if you go to the sheriff. Well, our sheriff was elected by George Soros. So you see what I mean? You kind of – no sooner you turn around, you're like, boom, I got another obstacle. And then some of these states, there's 47, I believe, not some, most of them, 47 are still under the Emergency Act. So the governor still has control to kind of just do whatever they want, which they have control to do whatever they want, but yet they don't even acknowledge that they have complete control from the Constitution over the border to stop that. It's just, see what I mean? It's whatever they want to accomplish their agenda, everybody. And I think the big message, the takeaway today is you have to accept that. Everything that you've been told, lie. All the people that are in elected positions, the elected elite, not your friend against America. And pick an entity, probably part of the list, part of the bad. You're talking hedge funds, you're talking banks. You know, we call them the 13 big media, big tech, big government, big labor, big lobby, big pharma, big religion, all of those, the bigs, all those big things, all part of the problem, all part of the underworld that is not there to do anything to help the people. Once you accept that and say, okay, now what are we going to do? And that's kind of what everyone needs. We don't have to ask why anymore. We know why. Control, power, they hate the country, they hate you. There's your why. And then the next steps. So we get involved with nationsinaction.org. Check that out. Check out this kit that Maria is talking about. And then you're going to be doing you're going to be doing local chapters of some sort where people can get together locally, right? I mean, that takes a little bit of work, but that's something that's in the works for Nations in Action, so that way people can be in person.
Yep,
in person.
Yep, state teams are already developed in many of the states, and by the way, in Arizona, we have a witness that a source that has given us information about the first known theft of an election that goes back. So I'd love to work with you on a strategy on that as well. Being there and our guy Daryl Covert, who is really a rock star, active in one of the parties and trying to bring truth and transparency. So we want everyone to get involved in their parties. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, but restoring America is the pathway is through the parties. And Zell Miller wrote a book, A National Party No More, and he wrote it many years ago, I think about 8 years ago, 8-10 years ago. And when you look at, he knew what was coming way back then to the Democrat Party. And then the same thing, once they finished with the Democrats, they moved into the Republican Party and did the same. So it's not, you can't think of it as, oh, the bad Democrats or, oh, the bad Republicans. No, these are bad, evil people of the devil, and the ones that are trying to fix it are of God, are devout Christians, love their neighbors, love everything about our beautiful Constitution and Declaration, and want to restore the fabric of love and care for our community. So I think as we build this out and have our state teams, we have a social media team, a comms team, research team, and we're building a finance fundraising team. And then we do training. So we like to help people understand how to be effective in the legislative process. My pet peeve over the 30 years and having started off as staff, I can tell you, you know, you write a letter. And back in the day, letters worked. Letters don't work anymore. Don't fool yourself. You get to know your elected officials or you run for office. And when you get to know your elected officials, the way you know if they're clean or dirty is if they really tell you the truth of what happened in the caucus meeting. So especially if they're the caucus in power. So if you go to Speaker Voss and you're a friend of Speaker Voss or you're a friend of Paul Ryan from back in the day, and you show up and you're like, Paul, tell me what really happened. If they don't tell you and they don't give you the full lowdown, they're hiding it. And that's how you know they're dirty. So until you're invited into the caucus meetings and you know exactly what's happening, that is your litmus test for who is good and who is bad.
So the caucus meetings is where they pretty much talk off the record and they have their real discussions, and then they open the door and put on the face for the camera outside of the caucus meetings. Is that kind of how it's going to be explained in layman's terms?
Yes, it's exactly how it is, and you hit it, the nail on the head, because in the caucus meetings, don't think forever that when you go to a committee hearing and you're testifying and you're trying to convince these legislators to vote for your bill or vote for your amendment, they already decided in the caucus meeting their caucus position, and they horse trade. And so they already have dirt on each other. So depending on how bad they need something, or how bad the lobbyist needs something, or how bad the donor needs something, that's how they look at it. They don't go, oh, hold on a second. It's a representative government. I'm supposed to be of God, and I'm supposed to do the right thing and for my district. So let me also look at the Republican Party platform, if I'm Republican, or the Democratic Party platform. Oh, wait, both the Democrat and Republican Party platforms have fair and clean elections.
Yeah, whatever.
We both believe the same thing, and that is the point. The people who belong to these parties have totally been hijacked. Our parties have been hijacked. Our government has now been hijacked, and worse, weaponized. And now they have succumbed. And it's interesting. There was a major general in the Marine Corps in 1933 who had been asked to run a coup d'etat in America to take down Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And a lot of people don't know Smedley Butler, but you might want to look up what he did. And I almost feel like a kindred spirit. And weirdly enough, he was from Westchester, Pennsylvania. I was born in Philadelphia. My sixth great grandfather penned the Declaration of Independence. And Smedley Butler, when you look him up, you know, this Philly strong, it's the land of brotherly love. You know, we defend our nation and we uphold our Constitution. And if we can't do that for America, shame on us. And I will always stand for God and our godly principles in the Bible. I will not tolerate anyone taking down God and country, that's for sure. So so they picked on the wrong people, because people at Nations in Action, we do not have fear. And that's why we didn't succumb to the COVID hoax. The COVID hoax was intentional to invoke fear. The number one thing I will tell you to get people who have unfortunately fallen into this fear, you start removing the fear, you remove the mask, and you turn off all television. Do not let anyone you love, any of the major network news, not CNN, not ABC, NBC, none of them. Today, ABC gave the most pathetic report. I believe it was ABC, it might have been NBC. I watch them all to do a comparison to see who lied the most today. And so the one woman came on and was talking about the January 6th, they want to bring in these people and give more subpoenas and everything. Well, they reported about the Department of Justice that, you know, it was ludicrous that Mark Meadows wrote that note on December 26th asking, the president asked numerous times to investigate Leonardo. Well, of course he did, because I already had briefed him on Christmas Eve. And so the 26th, that message went out, and the acting director of our Department of Justice became treasonous. He refused to do it. He either was culpable or he was bought off. Something happened and he should be investigated immediately, because that was treason. He made fun of President Trump and betrayed a presidential order to go investigate, because President Trump knew this election was stolen. And that event, what does the reporter say? She says, well, it was already proven that there was no election fraud. No, the actual thing was to ask for an investigation from the Department of Justice, which, by the way, it's their job. It's not mine. But yet I have to go do it for the Department of Justice because they're so corrupt. That is outrageous. I have spent every dime I can to make this happen, and no one has paid me. I have paid for this privilege. I paid the first bill for keeping Arturo Delia safe. It was $35,000 for the first week of security. This is not chump change to run my little nonprofit. I have spent over probably in the three figures of just protecting people through this process. And if I ever write a book, Michelle, The title is The Cost of America in November was to save it was $750,000. That was the budget that I had given to people of saying what I needed to bring the people here from Italy that were going to provide the truth and transparency about Leonardo and the theft of the election. I needed a plane that could fly round trip. It's roughly $250,000. I needed security, and I needed housing, clothing, and then I needed to hold a press conference, a global press conference, to tell the world. That's all I needed. There wasn't any money for me, $0 to Nations in Action. There was a note at the bottom of the letter that said, and oh, by the way, NIA would like to get a little bit of money to do some media. I have not had a paycheck in like 4 years. And this is not about me getting paid. This is about doing what God has ordered me to do. And if I'm only wearing sandals and the clothes on my back at the end, I know I honored him. And that's it. So we're going to keep fighting. We're going to do what we can. The people who have provided the small donations, God bless them, because that's what helped me fund the safety and security of these people. And Arturo Delia is alive. He is in jail. And there will be a day that we will hear from Arturo Delia.
So that's just, yeah, another layer. You know, it's just one thing after the next. As I said, people are exhausted, and they just want to, they want it over. They want everything back to normal. They don't want things to get worse, but it sounds like things are going to get worse before they get better. So at least people can get involved. I mean, because if you guys can't bring out any information to stop the bad people are going to take the next step to do more bad, because that's just what they do. That's part of their plan. They already told us that was what they're going to be doing.
If we don't get funding and help and everyone doesn't join Nations in Action, it just takes me longer. So it's a slow, painful situation, but everyone's writing to me, will you hurry? Well, hello, I'm pretty darn impressed with the amazing work my little team has done. They are amazing Americans, and not just Americans, I will add. We have people in Canada. We have people, Steve in Australia, who is our lead researcher that has put amazing work together. People can help from anywhere. And whatever your skill set or desire is, we plug you into one of those groups so we can build everything. Finding information and most importantly, finding where the problem is, we can give you the solution and how to implement it. And that's the biggest thing. I know exactly how to take down Arizona. Nobody came to meet with me and talk to me about it. The team in Wisconsin, we've just started that. The team in Georgia decided to go in a path that, you know, they tried to change the legislation, and I was brought in, and we did change the legislation, and we put in pieces, but it's already too late. You know, it's retrospective with the new this past session. So it's this year that they implemented that bill, but there's still a huge problem with the corruption within the party. So I'm about to go to Georgia and rip the whole thing apart. And then I'm going to hit Wisconsin hard, and we're just going to keep ripping each state apart until we can rebuild it.
And that's what needs to happen. I talked about that last night on the show that I was on, that literally this entire structure, infrastructure, and the government as we know it needs to actually be dismantled, and all the players in the game need to be removed, and we need to start over. That's where we are. It's so far gone that you can't fix it. You have to redo it all, which is crazy that we're living in this time. But, you know, it is what it is. We just got to somehow clean up this mess. So my encouragement for everybody is check out nationsinaction.org. If you can make a donation, that would be awesome, or at least start sharing their information digitally. Talk to your friends. Once you look at all the information on the website, watch some of the videos that Maria has done, check out our episode 257 that we did last week. It's a video one that's on Rumble when we were doing the Dr. Alan T show. That gives you some more information. Share the show with everybody that you can so they can kind of get an idea. Don't get frustrated. Just accept this as a reality. This is where we are. And there's new... There's no team that's in place that's going to come to the rescue. We just got to get the information out, right?
Well.
Or there kind of is. Let me back up.
There is a team.
Well, but it's
there
let me back
is
up.
A team.
The team
and there
they
are
think
people
is,
working.
But here, clarify this, Maria, and then I know you got to go because you got stuff to do. But clarify this. I mean, for what the people are thinking is that Donald Trump and his team, the white hats, if you want to call it that. They've got this under control. They're just letting it play out more so that people can wake up, and then they need to see more bad things happening with the Biden administration in order for them to take their next steps in order to get them, you know, get him back in office and all that. So that's been the narrative ever since literally November 4th, right? So just clarify that so people can understand that that's
Everyone needs to understand what a PSYOP is. Yeah, the PSYOPs are to mess with your brain and do things like that. Oh, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And, you know, for me, it's like I saw the elections in November. I had the intel from the intel officers in November. And sadly, I had gone to Flynn, Lynn, and Sydney. And they didn't tell POTUS for 5 weeks. A lot of people are asking why. I don't know why. What I want to know why. I think everybody, me included, should take polygraphs and affidavits and everything else, because I will swear on a stack of Bibles exactly what took place. And I don't know why people made the decisions they made to hide it from the president. But because this coup is so large and with the military involvement in it, there were 5 coup attempts on Donald Trump. So there were members of the cabinet who were aware of the coup attempt. That is treason to be aware and not prevent it. Now, did they know that Gates was going to push for a depopulation effort at the same time as taking down America? Some of them may not. Some of them may feel really guilty now. Well, you know what? Best you come out now and ask for forgiveness than later when we gotcha. Because then you're even dirtier. So now that we know what took place and that these people, some of them were not willing participants in the COVID hoax and death jab, they were actually more looking at this as, oh, they don't like Trump, or Trump's risky for the military or risky for our national security. It's about military. We always have to have a strong defense. Well, if other people aren't fighting and we're just going and saying we need a strong defense, we got to keep up the military budget, really about keeping the military industrial complex going, that's a different story. So now I have a whole new healthy respect for spending and what people have been doing with Americans' money. And, you know, if you had asked me November 1st of last year what NIA's number one goal, we were going to move to eliminate property tax. Because once you give people the ownership of their homes in total, they can't keep screwing with you financially. You take away and push toward a fair tax or a flat tax, and then they are stuck in government in staying within their bounds. Instead, now it's carte blanche, raising the debt ceiling and raising more and more money and debt to put you into slavery and bondage, because that's what they want. They want control of you, and that's what the purpose of COVID was. So moving and pivoting to out them and shut them down is what we are doing. I cannot divulge and will not divulge the plans that are in place to do that. But I want to assure everyone, there are people who are working on it. They are capable of making great inroads. There is an opportunity for President Trump to get back in the White House. It's his choosing. And so if he's willing to work on this, get rid of the riffraff and make sure that the people who are coming forward to clean things out are protected, because if he leaves people in that are bad guys that are going to slit their throats, it's not going to work. But he doesn't know who they are and aren't. And certainly some of his gatekeepers will make sure we never tell him. So it's going to be a very interesting next few weeks, that's for sure.
Well, that's positive. You said a few weeks as opposed to a few months. So hopefully there'll be some movement. You'll be able to do kind of play your next card here soon, because like you said, people have had it, Maria, and it just gets crazier stuff every day, and it's just going to get crazier, but in a bad way. So nationsinaction.org. Maria, thank you for sharing all that information. I know it's a lot for people to get their arms around, but again, just accept the fact that the layers of corruption in everything that every layer of government, it doesn't matter, city, state, federal, and all the agencies, all the false authorities, all the big everythings that run this world, they're all bad. all of them are all bad. They're all in cahoots with each other. They have no use for you, the American people, and they also want to destroy this country. It's about money and control, and obviously now trying to kill people to bring the population down. That is none. That comes directly from the mouth of the people that are behind all this, that COVID-19 and the Great Reset book, the symposiums that they do, and even out of multiple TED Talks and interviews from Bill Gates himself. So none of that is fabrication or made up. So you don't need to ask why anymore. We discussed why in this episode numerous times. Just accept that is the facts. That is the new reality. And we need to just move on to what do we do next. So I think that's what everybody needs to just accept moving forward. All of those people are bad. And we'll just get involved with the groups, right? Nations in Action. Go check it out. Maria, any one last thing that you want to say that's uplifting? Something uplifting.
You know,
people.
I think it's important to recognize two things. One, those elected officials or bureaucrats who are stuck inside a very corrupt system, pray for them. Those that want to be whistleblowers, get them to be whistleblowers and get them all to do it in mass if they can. And you'll know who the good guys are because they're willing to tell you the truth behind the scenes. And if it's that they're fearing for their job, we'd like, you know, like media people to do walkouts and, oh, I've got COVID. I got to, you know, stay home. Walk out on the jobs, especially in jobs like media. It's important also for everyone to understand our guy was in the room. He is the first witness that is coming forward to say, I saw them planning COVID and the pandemic 7 years ago. This is a big bombshell about to break, and it's going to be huge around the world. People are going to wake up to the reality. This was plotted, planned, and implemented. And sadly, we don't have the ability to stop what already has happened, but we do have the ability to change what's going to happen in the future if everyone works together. So there is hope, and this new information that is coming is definitely going to be the help that lifts us out of the gutter we're in.
Yeah, but everybody needs to step up to the plate and get involved and take action. And not only, you know, get your arms around it, and you still got to go to work, still got to do all the things, still go ahead and yank your kids out of school. That'd be a good start. But you still have to do all that, which is great, but you have to get involved and start with Nations in Action. And that's what it's going to require. And just, you know, pray, throw in the prayers every day.
Yep.
Until you start. You want to pray, you want to plan, and you want to take action. Well, we just gave you all three things that you can do and how to do it. So Maria, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all this information. Keep up the great work, stay safe, and let's move this along, would you?
Sounds great. Everyone needs patience and prayers. Right?
Yeah. You can only do so much. So to need your help, everybody, support. And if you can't make a donation, well, then time is what you can contribute. So you got to volunteer in some sort of capacity, even if it's pushing out information. But we need to all come together on this one. So I'm tired. You're tired. We're all tired. And
absolutely. We want our country back, and that's a good thing that we want that.
Yeah.
Now let's make it happen. And we're well on the path. It's been a long, grueling 4 years for us because we saw it coming and knew, and we were sounding alarms, and people didn't want to listen. And we discovered more black hats, which there are prophecies that coincide with that. So I want people to understand the prophecies have been tracking. Kim Clements' prophecies of all roads lead to Rome and two presidents. It was spot on, and that we're in for some dark days, and it's going to take a lot of prayer and faith and patience and work, elbow grease. So we're going to get the truth told and out the bad guys, and we'll be on our way.
Yeah. And we'll leave it on that note. I like the fact you referenced the Kim Clement prophecies, and you know, some of these said was good stuff. Some of these said was bad stuff, but we have to accept both because that's where we are right now. And like you said, do a little pray and get involved. That's the only thing we can do, and be prepared. There's going to be some crazy things happening, and you're going to see a lot of deaths, people. So just be prepared, and there's going to be a lot of turmoil and chaos just from common sense by supply chain issues. Go look at the grocery store, see what's missing. We talked about that earlier today too. So again, Maria, thank you so much. I look forward to the next time that you can come on and get us an update. And like I said, stay safe. When I don't hear from you on the phone, I'm always like, oh no, did they get her?
Got me.
All right. So that's
all
awesome.
Good.
All right. My dear, have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
Thanks. All right, everybody. So go check it out, nationsinaction.org. They're also listed on our must follow and must join page on our website under the Take Action tab. So if you forget the name of the group, you can always go there. It'll be a big graphic under the nonprofit section. So you can click on that, and then it'll have onto the right of that the episode that we did. I'll put this one on there. And that way you can listen to the episodes, but this episode is 258. And if you want to listen to episode and watch, 257 is when we did the guest appearance together. I was co-hosting for the Dr. Alan Keyes, show on Brighteon.tv, Let's Talk America. And that is on episode 257. You can catch that on your favorite podcast player. You can catch it on our homepage of our website. And you can also catch that on our Rumble account. So I encourage you to watch that and share these shows with people. I know, like I said, it's a lot to get your arms around, but it's the facts. This is truth. This is the world we live in. They've been doing this for decades. This is nothing new for the people who've listened to the show before. We've been talking about it for a long time. A lot of the shows that I encourage you to watch, a lot of people that have come on our show have discussed that this is kind of the infrastructure. You have all these other layers of bodies, and it's decades and decades of them controlling, the science of propaganda, and then controlling mind control and war tactics and psyops and operations and psychological operations and communist manifesto and the cycle, all the war ops and strategies and all that stuff's true. It's all true. So I just think you just needed to accept that. And when I have these conversations with certain people who a little bit more straight and narrow, a little bit more thinking that the world is just the regular world that we've always been told about. And then all of a sudden they start coming around. And I said, I'm not making this up, but just go ahead and do the homework. You don't even have to. It's not a conspiracy theories. Remember, there's no such thing as conspiracy theories. That is a conspiracy theory that came up by the CIA when people started to figure stuff out in the 60s. They said, okay, well, we're just going to have to call it a conspiracy theory because you guys are a little too close to the target, you know what I mean? And we need to make you think you're crazy. So we'll do that. So then that way you start spreading this information around because you guys don't need to know. It's a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know. Yeah, that's the world we live in, okay? So keep that in mind. That's it. So get your arms around that. Now let's move forward accordingly. And be prepared. There's going to be crazy stuff happening, crazy stuff, bad stuff. The bad guys are going to move and play their next card. We're not sure what that's going to be, but it's not going to be something good. It's not going to be good. Even if they didn't have these data banks and the good guy, the Superman, the billionaire that Maria is working with. Even if they didn't have that, they'd still be moving forward with their bad stuff. So now, not only do they have their bad agenda, which is part of what we just discussed, right? Destroying this country, between the border, between the COVID, between now the deaths. We didn't even go down the economic. You want to talk about the debt raising the ceiling? Traitors. Some of those people are traitors to this country, the Senate and the House. So they're raising the debt ceiling to spend more money to destroy the country, right? Because they want to monitor your bank accounts. There's only one thing into that bill. You have $3.5 billion or a trillion dollars. Unbelievable. Do you know what I mean? These people all need to be removed. Doesn't matter what your political affiliation is. All bad people. It's time. I can go on for a long time, but I'm not going to. I'm going to wrap it up. It's 2:52. So go have a great weekend. With that being said, go enjoy your weekend, but you got to do your homework, okay? You're going to do your homework. you're going to listen to a bunch of past shows, or at least put look and see what's available. See what it is you think you need to you want to focus on, right? You go to the T-Action tab. Once you are on the everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com, that will get you to all the pages of the website so you can kind of get an overview. But you always hang out at the Take Action tab or even the COVID facts tab, right? So you need to literally put a plan together. Put a plan together on what you're going to do, and you're going to get up an hour every day early. And that extra hour is where you're going to do your Take Action items. You're going to do one for business, you're going to have one for life, and one for community. Take Action, BLC. And, of course, you know, you're going to throw in that exercise, which I'm going to do that. And you're going to throw in your health. That's part of life. And faith, well, you know what? Since faith should be integrated into all three, I don't have to make a category for faith. So that's just, you just got to, you know, like we were talking earlier multiple times throughout the show, we're not getting any younger. And time is moving very quickly, it seems like. And the world is drastically going to be changing. This country is drastically changing every time you turn around. And so got to get your stuff in order. And as Dr. Mike Spaulding said, this is your time. This is your time to shine, peeps. This is the opportunity to step into the new you, expand whatever it is that your talents are. Take advantage of that. And step outside of the box and do what you need to do. So if you need a little help with that, pray to God and ask him what it is that you, what should be you be doing. Get some direction, but you got to listen for the answers. A lot of times people don't listen for the answers. So that's your homework assignment. And don't forget, you're going to be picking up the phone. You're going to be talking to your peeps, your past clients, your contacts, your referral network. You're going to ask for referrals. You're going to ask, how can we collaborate? How can we make something awesome together? And I say 2 hours a day, but if you can only throw in an hour, doing it for an hour. See what happens for a week. See what happens. You know, literally, if you're going to take action for every aspect, the only thing you get out of this show today is that you're going to make the decision to literally take action. Get into a consistent routine, and the keyword's consistent. So that's what you need to do. And all of the information literally is on our website. There's so much. There's hundreds of thousands of dollars of free content, but you got to make the commitment to do something, right? And I gave you specifics on what you need to do. Just focus on those three categories. Of course, different groups and organizations that you can join or be a part of or follow. Must like, or it's on our must follow and join page. There's tons of them. Most of the people that have come on from the different groups and organizations have been on the show. So you can listen to their episodes to learn more. And they have nationwide, they have local groups. And we're going to try to bring more of them to you. And then, of course, go check out the Marketplace tab. As I mentioned earlier, 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to our nonprofit organizations and the groups helping vets, pets, kids, and freedom. And then, of course, these are products and services that you're normally buying. But if you go to our website, go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, you're going to be on the website. You're going to look at the Marketplace, the Marketplace tab. And then you'll be able to get the products and services for, usually it's less than what you would pay if you go direct, but there's also the, you never pay more. Let's leave it at that. You never pay more. They usually give some sort of a discount. But at least there's some funds generated for the organizations and to our, keep our platform going, because it's not cheap, all this stuff. And it's like, I don't make any money. It's like, Maria, I don't make no money off of this. This is my public service, my civic duty to help change the world and give people the resources that they need. So please share the show. Please share this platform. Encourage your family and friends and contacts to use it to their advantage. Subscribe to our newsletter so that way we get around the censorship. Follow us on social media, but we're shadow banned. And so if you don't see stuff for a while, don't be surprised. That's why the newsletter, I'm trying to focus on that. And that, of course, is all on that everythinghomeaboutus.com listing of different pages on the website. And on the website, once you're there on the home page and every page in the lower right-hand corner, we'll have the join the newsletter. And on the the website, and of course, that'll scroll. The most recent episode scrolls across the bottom of the screen, so you can listen there, and always on your favorite podcast player. So much to share, but it's time to go. It's 2:57. It is time to renew your faith. You can do that. Start this weekend. We're in the process of restoring our republic, but it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. So remember, once you commit, everything changes. Keyword commit. I think I've been talking about that for the past few minutes. Commit. So I am going to fully commit to making the changes that I need to. And I'm going to find out, I'm going to put a challenge out there to anybody. If you want to join my challenge, being fully committed to doing the take action, to become a take action, I'll come up with a name, then join. It's going to be an accountability club. And that's it. I'm going to wrap it up. And I know we're going to lose in the live feed here. I'm going to still have to play my music. So I just want to let everybody know, put your common sense cap on and leave it on all day, leave it on all weekend and do that. Courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. Sorry, I went over today. I really apologize for that. So a special thank you to all of our partners, the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network, their information, their episodes, their websites listed on our website. Go to everythinghomeaboutus.com to see the list of all the pages. And the purpose-driven partners segment is this one, and that's where you'll find every single person's episode. You'll see the topics. You will see the graphic, and you will see their information, their name, and, of course, their website. You can just click on that. It'll be in that blue. So tune in on Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific time, 5 guest 7-minute segments, and we're going to have an amazing lineup of a real special guest sitting in the soapbox, Dr. John Diamond and Alan Phillips. He's a vaccine rights attorney. God, amazing conversation I've had with him. And then Friday, Dr. Lee Merritt's in the house. And Monday the 18th, Mike Miller might be back. I'm not sure yet, but then we're going to have Dr. Eric Napute. So that's so far, and there's a lot more coming at you, but that's just what I've got right now on the calendar, and we're going to have some other great, spectacular guests. So tune in next. Have a great weekend, everybody, and I think you're awake. If you're still listening, thank you. Please share this platform. Go take action on what we shared today. Make it a great day. Make it a great weekend, because you deserve it. A little bit of going out. God bless the USA, because that's what we got. Remember, every day, pray. Plan, take action, and that's take action items, BLC, business, life, community, the three-legged stool of life, people, makes the world go round. Take it seriously. Commit. Everything changes. Have a great weekend.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I glad
you've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.